light. If you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground, because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously, and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and...
Welcome to the Tennessee Lottery Speedway, where the race to win big continues. Competition is fierce as players hit the gas toward reaching the $20,000 top prize of our all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game. And look at that! We have a winner! Could you be next?
Speed to the good times with the all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game from the Tennessee Lottery. And don't miss the Tennessee Lottery 250 at Nashville Super Speedway on Saturday, June 25th. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Line has been read, anthem has been sung, and we're ready to go here. TVA Credit Union Ballpark, as we will get you a line on the starting pitcher for the Doughboys in Jacob Beckenstadt. And Beckenstadt making his second start of the season. His first one was a dandy, also against the Greenville Flyboys back on June 11th. As Beckenstadt went five innings, allowing five hits, one run, and striking out eight. Picking up the win over the Greenville Flyboys, a 6-1 victory. Only other appearance was against Elizabethton. He started that game, went four innings, had two hits, walked two, and struck out eight. So 16 combined strikeouts and nine innings of work for the SIU. One run and just two walks. Opponents are hitting 219 on the season against Beckenstadt. Looking to get some offense going will be Will Taylor as he leads off for the Flyboys. That's what he's been able to do, as Taylor this year hitting .358 on the season. That's four doubles, six RBI. Drawn seven walks as well, .460 on base percentage for the Clemson Tiger out of Irmo, South Carolina. Let's look at the defensive lineup for the Johnson City Doughboys. Catcher's Jaden Melendez. He played third base for the first time in his career the last time the two teams met. Now back in his natural position to catcher. Michael Moss is at first. Roberto Pena is at second base. At short's Ashton King. Third base is Ethan Payne. And the outfield from left to right, Isaiah Frost in the left. Center fielder is Caleb Marmo. Right fielder is Logan Hugo. And here comes Will Taylor to lead things off here. First of three games this weekend between the Flyboys and the Doughboys. Doughboys lead the series this season 2-0, looking to win their third straight over Greenville. And here's the first pitch to Taylor, and it's low for a ball, 1-0. And first pitch a little bit late, 7:03 p.m. here at Johnson City's TVA Credit Union Ballpark. Here's the 1-0 pitch now to Taylor. Taylor skies that one straight into the air. Settling underneath it will be the second baseman, Pena. He makes the catch, and that's how the first out scored the contest. Pop fly to second by Taylor, and there's one away in top of the first. Night we're pulling up. It was pouring down rain, but the rain has left. It's a beautiful baseball sky. Here the 10th steps in with one away, top the first. That pitch is low, 1-0. Daniels, out of transferring to the University of Missouri of the Southeastern Conference from Oklahoma. Let's come back as he hits that one through the hole. There's a one-out single. Brock Daniels with the first hit of the ball game for the Flyboys, and gets some offense going here. We have one away in the top of the first inning with Talking about Daniels, has come back after he missed four games due to an injury and now has played in three straight ball games now, started in three straight after missing those four games with an injury. He's done pretty well. Now here comes Jack O'Reilly, who had three RBI last night. Takes a big swing and a miss, though, there. It's 0-1. Riley from Villanova University out of the Big East, also native of Villanova, Pennsylvania. He's been solid in his start. Greenville, he's batting 222. Three RBI, throwback to first on a pickoff, and just sliding back in there is Daniels. That was a great move from Beckenstadt. Almost gunning out Daniels at first base, but he's back in there safely, still just one out. Daniels has been gunned out at home and gunned out at second against Elizabethton, so kind of tough for him around the base pass as of late. That one gets in there for a strike, and it's 0-2 on O'Reilly. Nice. Riley had the three RBI last night, including scoring Daniels on a ground out, and then had a two RBI double to get the Fly Boys at time down just by one run. They end up losing 6-5. As far back to first is not in time for Daniels. Cut that game to a 5-4 lead, and it stayed like that for a while until the Whistle Pigs scored a run. And then the Fly Boys tried to make a comeback in the ninth, but could not do so, falling. Score is 6-5. Daniels is going to take off. That's a ball outside for the second. It's still second successfully. That's a stolen base for Brock Daniels, and now he's in scoring position. Well, 1-2 count on to Jack O'Reilly as he takes that pitch outside. So Daniels now in scoring position with one out, top the first inning, no score. O'Reilly looking for RBI number 4 of the season with one swing of the bat. With the speed of Daniels, anything to the outfield, it's going to try to send him home if it's down for a hit. Here's the 1-2. O'Reilly chops that foul over toward the Johnson City dugout. Ballpark here, it's 315 down the right field line, 330 down the left, 400 dead center. Speaking of 315 on right field, you pull it, it's going to be out. A very large wall, at least 15, 20 feet here. TVA Credit Union Ballpark, so if you hit a home run, you're going to have to get a hold of one. No sneaking it over the fence here in Johnson City. Daniels over at second, one out. 1-2 to O'Reilly. O'Reilly hits that one foul in same spot, and everybody will reset. Large, old, older-style fence. This ballpark was built in 1958, home of the Johnson City Cardinals for several years, and now, of course, home of the Doughboys in the new Appy League last season. The 1-2 to O'Reilly. That one's hit to the outfield. It's going to hold in the air, going to keep going, and is off the wall. Daniels is rounding third. He is going to score, and that's a stand-up RBI double for O'Reilly. And the Flyboys take a 1-0 lead here in the top of the first inning. Something about O'Reilly with Daniels on the base paths, able to bring him home. Sometimes he's done that in a row. And it's a quick 1-0 lead for the Flyboys here in Johnson City. Now I'll bring up Aiden Kennedy, designated hitter tonight from Tullow Valley Community College. Kennedy batting 268 on the season. That's 5 RBI, looking to bring home O'Reilly after his RBI double. And that one's hit toward left field. It's going to get down. O'Reilly's rounding third. The throw to the plate's going to be cut off, and that's an RBI single for Kennedy. Back three straight hits for the Flyboys, and they have a 2-0 lead in the top of the first inning. This is what we didn't combine their total offensive output have the Flyboys in the last two meetings against Johnson City. 2-0 here in top of the first with just one out, and we'll see the debut of the newest Flyboy from TCU, David Bishop. His first at bat, he looks at a strike. Bishop from Texas Christian, Marietta, Georgia native, finishing up his freshman year with the Horned Frogs out of the Big 12. That one's also in there on a strike. It's 0-2. With the Fellowship Christian High School season for the Horned Frogs, he batted 261, had a 6 home runs and 47 RBIs. Big power hitter for TCU. Hits one up the middle, goes off the glove of the Beckenstadt for the second for one, for the first in time, double play. Recovers for the 4-6-3 double play. Great slide in there by Pena to stop that one from reaching the outfield, but the Fly Boys get 2 runs on the board thanks to 3 straight hits from Daniels, O'Reilly, and Kennedy. Take a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the first inning. See what the Fly Boys defense can do as Schiefer steps onto the mound for his first start of the year. Let's tell you more about him when we return to the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh, guess they were hotter than I thought.
Heat up your wallet with all new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you can win scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
Fly Boys already up 2-0, and you gotta love that if you're Ryan Schiefer. Making his first start of the season, he has made one appearance here for Bristol, against Bristol in the Fly Boys walk-off win on June 13th. Went just one inning. Gave up a run, but it wasn't earned. That tied the game for the State Liners off of a Bo Ankeny error at third base, and Fly Boys were able to get the out. They would have won the game 4-3, but instead Ankeny recovered and walked it off. Got the win in that contest, walked one, and struck out one in that inning. So, Isaiah Frost will step in as Schiefer looks to get a good start. His team already up 2-0 in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch to Frost, fouled right back at the screen. And that scared some of the fans in the front row here, John City, but luckily, there's a net there. We are out here amongst the fans here. TVA Credit Union Ballpark on a beautiful night. So that one misses away, and it's now 1-0 to Frost. Frost. It's batted well this season as to that pitch from Schiefer, skies it to the outfield. That's going to go straight up. Taylor's got to run back, keeps running, and that's off the wall. Frost is going to round second, going to head into third, and as a stand-up triple to lead off the bottom of the first inning does Isaiah Frost. Anywhere else in the Appy League, that's probably a home run to center, but the 20-foot wall keeps it in the ballpark. That's the only reason it's not a 2-1 ball game as Frost absolutely unloaded on that one. Leadoff triple to start the bottom of the first inning. Here comes Jaden Melendez back in his catcher spot. He played at FIU this past season down in Miami, Florida. Melendez this year. He's batting 286. Has 11 home runs and looking for number 12 with a run 90 feet away. His first pitch and next pitch from Schiefer low, and that's 2-0. And Schiefer's only pitched one inning this season for the Fly Boys. That came in relief out of the pen, so wonder how long he's going to go. You'd love to get another 5-inning outing like you had from Liberio and Riley Taylor earlier this week. That one's fouled off and out of play. It'll be 2-1 near the beer garden and concession stand. You got two pairs of nice seating areas down the right and left field lines for fans to enjoy a drink here. So they start to pile into the ballpark here. A 2-1, nobody out. Allen misses outside, now 3-1. Tried to follow, he got the edge, but he didn't. Now it's 3-1, in danger of walking his first batter of the game with nobody out and sticking runners at the corners. Here's the 3-1 pitch. That one's hit up towards second, picked up by Daniels for the first, makes the out, but that ground out brings home a run, and the lead is cut in half. 2-1 lead now for the Fly Boys in the bottom of the first inning. The leadoff triple and then the ground out scores one, and it's a 2-1 lead with Jared Johnson stepping in, designated hitter, and one away in the bottom of the first. Looks at that first pitch strike from Scheifer. Johnson is sitting, batting 294 on the year. That one misses low, and it's 1-1. Four RBI for Johnson, just five hits. Only 18 at-bats now. This is 18th at-bat of the year. Has struck out four times and drawn a walk. Looking to get himself going. 1-1 is high, 2-1. Johnson playing at Brown Ivy League. 2-1. That one check swing and it's fouled off, and Canyon Brown got a piece of that one. Looks like it may have snuck right underneath his chest guard and got him on the chin or chest area as he's recovering for a bit and looks to be okay. And Brown will stay in there. 2-2 pitch coming to Johnson, one out, bottom of the first inning, 2-1 lead for the Fly Boys after Johnson City has got a run back here. 2-2, that one almost hits Johnson, but gets out of the way, and now the count runs full. First time we've seen the count run full to a batter tonight. Everybody's been really first pitch swinging for both these squads. Payoff pitch. That one's fouled off and out of play. Defensive alignment for the Fly Boys. Catcher is Canyon Brown. That rotation continues. First baseman is Jack O'Reilly. Second baseman is Brock Daniels. Shortstop is Dub Gleed. Third base is Bishop making his debut. We'll tell you about the outfield after this pitch. Here's payoff pitch number two. That one's fouled again. And nice catch. All right, coach of the Doughboys, ever standing at first. Outfield from left to right. Shamar Dalton's in left. Will Taylor in center, and right field is Kian Saylor. Third payoff pitch of the night is the hustle and bustle of downtown Johnson City behind us. 3-2 of one out. That one's fouled off again. This is a good at-bat from Johnson. Staying alive in this one. Stadium's located near downtown Johnson City, just past East Tennessee State University at Old Railroad Park behind us, kind of an old downtown area. And beautiful mountain view in front of us. Back behind center field. Payoff pitch. Fouled off again. Johnson staying alive and, most importantly, pitching up this pitch count. This will be the 10th pitch of the at-bat, and Scheifer's already thrown 17 pitches, 10 strikes. Another payoff pitch. That one hits him. And he works a 10-pitch hit by pitch with one out, looking to tie this game up in the bottom of the first inning. Here comes Michael Moss. He'll step in for the first time tonight. Michael Moss made some fantastic defensive plays at first. The last time these two teams met up in Greenville, that stole a couple of runs early that kind of helped the Johnson City Doughboys keep momentum. Swings the first pitch he sees, 0-1. Moss back 261 on the season, the 6'3" first baseman from Seton Hall. He's a fellow Big East member standing at first base, and Jack O'Reilly, as that one misses high. That may have been a pitch out from Schiefer to check on Johnson at first. It's 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Schiefer checks on the run at first. Gets something Brown. Here comes Set, throws it in there, gets the strike zone, and it's 1-2. Got the corner of the strike zone there, and now looking for his first strikeout of the contest. And the play would end the inning like it did for the Flyboys. They scored two runs. 2-1 lead for the Flyboys here in the bottom of the first inning. One away. 1-2. Outside, 2-2. Schiefer's already his 22nd pitch of the outing. Again, based off of a 10-pitch at-bat to Johnson. He was hit by a pitch on a full count. 2-2 pitch to Moss. In the dirt, gets by Brown. They go to the backstop, and Johnson's going to advance 90 feet. So the inning double play. Johnson's gunned out, trying to go to third. Another full count, second full count in a row for Schiefer. Runner second is Johnson in scoring position. The boys down 2-1 after scoring a run earlier in this inning. Schiefer takes on the runner second, and he's going to step off and reset. Again, the sun's come out. Still a cool night here in Johnson City, as it's don't have the triple-digit feel-like temperatures. Having temperatures that feel like they're in the 70s tonight, and possibly get down toward the 60s and possibly maybe 50s if it gets on late. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball, and it doesn't find the strike zone. First walk of the game issued by Schiefer, and there are two runners on with one away for the Doughboys. And for Ashton King, and Andy Collins is going to make his first appearance out of the dugout to talk to this pitcher. Schiefer's thrown 24 pitches, just 12 strikes. Gave up the leadoff triple, and then the ground out by Melendez scored the run, and now has hit a batter after a 10-pitch at-bat, and then walked another one after a 6-pitch at-bat. Also has the wild pitch. Got between the legs of Canyon Brown, so trying to find some of his control here early. Get back in this one. Schiefer this season at Grand Canyon went 7 2/3 of an inning, gave up 8 hits, 8 runs. Only 5 of those were earned. 4 walks, 9 strikeouts in a limited action for the Lopes. Did strike out 2 against the Arizona Wildcats back on March 29th. That was a season high. King steps in with runners at first and second. One out. 2-1 lead for the Flyboys. Let's see, looking to tie it up or retake the bat, I believe. And now our Flyers are going to talk about that. That helped the end of the bat for a foul ball. Was behind King and just hit off his bat. And that's probably one of the strangest foul balls you'll see. And Schiefer's bringing a sigh of relief, because if that would have hit him, the bases would be juiced for Hugo. Zed King steps back in, and here's the 0-1. Fouls that one off. That's a regular foul ball that you normally see in a game, and it's 0-2. And Schiefer looking to reset here and get his first strikeout of the contest. 0-2, one away. Runs at first and second. 2-1 lead for the Flyboys. Here in the bottom of the first inning. 0-2, that one's also fouled away. It's been long at-bats. You saw this at Kingsport in the opening series. The Axemen were able to get long at-bats and push the Flyboys to their bullpen early. Having last night against the Princeton Whistle Pigs as well, as a couple of big innings by Princeton. And the Flyboys have to go to the bullpen early as well, as that one's low and away, 1-2. Rebels had the most success when they can get at least 4 innings out of pitchers, and if they can get 5, and phenomenal. That had that from Riley Taylor and Jack Liberio earlier this week. That's showing two wins over the Bristol State Liners. Here's the 1-2 pitch. It was plate word. That one's also fouled off, and another long at bat coming for Schiefer. Early in this one, Schiefer now. This will be pitch number 30 of the inning. This team up 2-1 here in the bottom of the first inning. 1-2 count coming toward King. Here's the pitch. King stays alive again. So King has not swung and missed that pitch. Every single strike has been a foul ball. Grant one hit off the end of his bat that was behind him. Everything else, Ashton King has come into contact with. He's batting .500. Granted, he's only had a couple of at-bats this season for the Doughboys. The 1-2. King hits that one right back to Schiefer. Schiefer will throw the second for one, and throw was kind of late. His lead was kind of waiting to see where Schiefer was going with that one. Gets the fielder's choice. There runs at the corners. With two outs for Logan Hugo. As Hugo steps in, bank 222 on the year, right fielder out of Eastern Michigan. Hugo's a guy that in BP has a lot of power. He's had a lot of power at Pioneer Park his last time playing as he came in as a pinch hitter. It's the fly boys. He hits that one to center field. Wattez on the run, and he can't make the diving catch. One run scores. That ball's rolling all the way to the wall. Another run is going to come in and score, and that's a two-out triple for Logan Hugo, and the Doughboys retake the lead 3-2 here in the bottom of the first inning. That would have been a sensational grab by Taylor. He just missed the diving catch. Two runs score off the two RBI triple by Hugo. And now that's two triples in this inning for the Doughboys already, and they have a 3-2 lead. And looking to continue the carousel moving along is Payne. Is that one misses high? I want to know. Ethan Payne. Stepping in, I believe, for Payne. This is his first at-bat of the season. Looking to bring home a run and double up the lead. Hits it to right field. Broken bat over to Daniels. Daniels makes the sky-high catch to end the inning, but not before the Doughboys answer with three runs of their own after a pair of triples in that frame. And take a 3-2 lead after the first inning. So the Flyboys have some work to do already. They have to come from behind, and every single game they've played this week, they have faced a deficit at one point in the game. See if the Fly Boys can answer when we return. This is the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There was a time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage, made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
Three to lead for Johnson City after they score three runs in the bottom of the first to answer the two runs scored by the Fly Boys in the top of the first inning. And the Doughboys have had some high scoring games. They have given up 21 combined runs in the last three games. won 22-13 over Pulaski two nights ago, and then lost 16-3 in five innings to the River Turtles last night. But they have scored now 30 combined runs in three games. Granted, 22 in one game is going to be an outlier as Shamar Dalton steps in and looks at first pitch strike from Beckenstadt. And giving up the 16, so it's two lopsided affairs up to Pulaski for the Doughboys. Allen hits the dirt and it's 1-1. Fly Boys, though, hey, they've scored the total amount of runs they have scored against the Doughboys coming into the contest in the first inning. Is they had scored two runs combined the last two contests. Dalton hits that one high into the air over to right field at the wall, jumping up and off the wall. Dalton's going to round second. He's heading for third, and that is a leadoff triple for Shamar Dalton. As offensive fireworks early in this one. Fourth. Dub Gleed will come in with a runner 90 feet away to tie this one up. Hit to the outfield after a leadoff triple for Dalton. And hit lead hits out right to the third baseman, making a nice snag as Payne. And there's one away in the top of the second inning. That was a laser over toward Payne at third base. The catch. We've now seen three combined triples in this one. Two by the Doughboys and one by the Flyboys. And we've only played one and a third of an inning. So here's the pitch now to Canyon Brown. He looks at a strike.
Nice.
And Brown in rotation. He gunned out his first run of the year earlier this week against the Bristol State Liners. He's the first catcher to gun out a runner trying to steal for the Flyboys this year. As he fouls that one off, Moss is going to have a chance at a play toward the dugout, and it will just get out of play to the beer garden. On the right field line. Kenny Brown named to the fresh all freshman team by collegiatebaseball.com for catchers, one of five players in NCAA Division I to earn that honor after being named to the Big South's all freshman team earlier this season. NCAA. Here's the 0-2. Count hits that one to third. Payne makes the play. Looks at Dalton and the throw the first in time. Dalton's going to try for home. Throw the first is dropped by the catcher. Dalton's going to score. Michael Moss had a throw that was dead to rights on the Dalton. We'll see if that's ruled an error on Melendez as Melendez dropped the ball, tried to turn for the tag, and Dalton's going to score, and we're tied up. 5-3 on the ground. Let's see if they rule that an error on the catcher. As Kean Saylor steps in, and Saylor swings the first pitch he sees, skies it to the air. Running over is the shortstop King and makes the catch. Again, they have tied this one up at three runs apiece. Now, can they keep the Doughboys off the board as we head to the bottom of the second inning? Let's find out together on the Flyboys broadcasting network.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature service since 1884. The boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. Plan your visit now to the General Morgan Inn, the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Call 423-787-1000. Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations are recommended, so call now at 423-787-7500.
Dalton somehow scores on a play where he was dead to rights. Michael Moss, a perfect throw to the catcher, but it was dropped right as Dalton was coming in. He slid in, scores, and that's why we're tied at three runs apiece here in the bottom of the second. What's been a very offensive game early here in Johnson City. Number 37, Roberto Pena. Here's Roberto Pena to lead off the bottom of the second. Side up at three runs apiece here in Johnson City. There's Mr. Pena. Misses for a ball, and it's 1-0. Pitch from Schiefer gets in there for a strike, and it's now 1-1. Trevor's great. Long first inning, 1-1. That one's sky high and fouled off. Out of play. They're going to call that. Not going to rule an error on that by the catcher, Melendez, so. Run scores as Dalton took off, and that was fouled out. Every right for Michael Moss to have ended the inning right there, but Dalton got very lucky that Melendez dropped the ball in the transfer. 3-3 ball game here in Johnson City in a 0-2 count to Roberto Pena, looking for his first hit of the season. There's the 1-2. That one just missed the edge of the strike zone. It just missed. 1-2. This is Pena's first at-bat of the season as well. Coming out of the University of Tennessee as their season ended last week to the shock of many around the college baseball world. 2-2. Gets the strike zone. Shiver has his first strikeout of the night, and there's one away to start. The bottom of the second inning. Here comes Caleb Marmo. You know, Walter State Community College, located in Morristown, Tennessee. So they made a deep run in the NJCCA tournament now. He's done pretty well early as he scores the bunt on his outside. Batting just 167, but has drawn three walks as an on base percentage of 333. This is just his 13th at bat of the season for Marmo. 1-0 count with one away here in the bottom of the second inning. Tied up at three apiece. Marmo hits that one straight into the air. Running back Saylor, and he makes the catch. And they're quickly two away here in the bottom of the second inning. And already back to the top of the order for the DeFrost. Had a leadoff triple. Back in the first inning, came the score off the RBI ground out by Melendez. Gonna get going again as that pitch from Schiefer misses high, 1-0. Ross now batting 298 on the season. With the Doughboys, he's having a solid year. Johnson City, 1-0. That one gets in there for a strike, 1-1. The Doughboys started off 0-8, then picked up a pair of wins before the first off day to get it 2-8. Those were over the Flyboys, of course. It's a 1-1 pitch. Frost swing and a miss. Big swing, and that's why I went 2. Now coming to this contest at 4-10. We're splitting with Pulaski. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Schiefer gets a foul ball, and that was foul out of play, 1-2. Foul ball brought to you by AutoHead. This pitch number 46 of the night, or was pitch number 46, this is pitch number 47 of the night for Schiefer. Looking to get out of this inning unscathed. Go 1-2. Gets Marmo hit the edge of the bat over to the third baseman. Bishop for the first is in time. And that is a 1-2-3 inning, and that's how you answer if you're the dope, if you're the Flyboys. And a tied ball game. We head to the top of the third inning. Can the Flyboys continue scoring. Scored the first two innings, tied at 3. Let's see what happens when we return on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Swartz Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions.
They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade. They have a high customer return rate and are BBB accredited. So give Schwartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud, moving trailer. In an 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Tied at three runs apiece here in Johnson City. And fans, make sure to stop by the concession stand next time you're at Pioneer Park to get yourself a nice, juicy Elm Helm hot dog. Elm Helm is the official hot dog of the Greenville Flyboys. Enjoy your time at Pioneer Park. And next week we'll see you on next Friday as the Flyboys are away for a while. Part of a six-game road stretch after six-game home stretch. They play three games this weekend here in Johnson City, including a seven-inning game on Sunday, have an off day Monday, then an overnight trip. So they'll go up to Pulaski on Tuesday and Wednesday. Then they'll play a game at Kingsport before coming home to take on the Kingsport Axemen next Friday. So we'll have plenty of action for you this week and next week. All the games available on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network. Here comes Will Taylor. He popped out to second his last time up, but after that, the scoring got started for the Flyboys in the first inning. Tied up at three runs apiece at the top of the third. That pitch misses high, 1-0. Looking at the pitchers, just the difference in pitch counts right now is Shifers had some long at-bats. Beckenstadt, that was just his 23rd pitch of the night as that curveball gets in there. That was a nice little off-speed pitch and makes it 1-1. Nobody out to Taylor. It's a good crowd piling into Johnson City's TD Craig ballpark. Taylor's going to check his swing, and they'll say he didn't go around, held off, and it's 2-1. Any offensive outpouring that the Flyboys have had, they scored in every single inning so far tonight. So that one's fouled off. It goes off the mask of Melendez, but he's okay, and it's 2-2. For Melendez and Brown, the catcher's taking a little bit of a beating tonight early. Melendez had one go off his mask, and Brown had one go underneath his chest protector. Here's the 2-2 pitch coming to Will Taylor. Taylor fouls that one off, and now maybe you're starting to see some long at-bats for the Flyboys here. Another steps in. A 2-2 count leading off the top of the third inning. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. That was a nice breaking ball from Beckenstadt. His first strikeout of the night. And there is one away at the top of the third inning. As Brock Daniels will step in for the second time tonight. He had a single his last time up, stole second, and then came around to score off the RBI double by Jack O'Reilly. First pitch, Daniels looks at that one, first strike going to one. If Beckenstadt can settle in, be huge for the Doughboys. It's 1-2 for inning from Greenville last time. That one's outside of 1-1. Well, it's been a high-scoring affair already. With six combined runs, another high-scoring affair for Johnson City early in this one. 1-1, that one just outside at 2-1. Nobu Goto be behind the plate tonight, calling balls and strikes. Here in Johnson City, 2-1. Big swing and a miss. That was a pitch outside that Daniels probably should have laid off on, but was tempted and swung at it. Now 2-2. One away here in the top of the third inning. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Daniels holds off on that one and low away, and the count runs full. And this is the first time it's been a full count on a Flyboy batter tonight. and set. Here's the payoff pitch to Daniels. Daniels swing and a miss. Drop one down in the lower part of the zone. That's back-to-back strikeouts by Beckenstadt. Now Jack O'Reilly will step up with two away in the top of the third inning. Riley, an RBI double his last time up. He's batting 300 now in the young season for him. And he hits down right off the middle off of Beckenstadt's leg. It's going to be a race to the first base, and Beckenstadt flips it over to first and gets the out. What a tough play by Jacob Beckenstadt, as he's responsible for all three outs in that inning. Two strikeouts and gets the out. So a pair of 1-2-3 innings after some scoring. We're still tied at three. We head to the bottom of the third inning. It's the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
We're completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen. And you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Still time at three runs apiece here in the bottom of the third inning after a pair of 1-2-3 innings. After some at three runs apiece, as Melendez will step in. Melendez is an RBI ground out his last time up. Got storing started for the Doughboys. Looks the first pitch. Ball 1-0. Melendez could have also gotten the out to end the second inning and keep it a 3-2 lead for the Doughboys, but dropped the ball in the transition, trying to tag Shamar Dalton, who made a speedy play to go home as he gets underneath that one out to left field. And Dalton, four in the side from Melendez again. He makes the catch, and there's one away in the bottom of the third. That brings up Jared Johnson, the designated hitter, as he comes in. He was hit by a pitch, came around to score. Last time he was up is up the two RBI triple by Hugo later in the frame. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one sky high, straight up to the air. Saylor is going to sit underneath it, makes the catch, and quickly two away. And this is what you want to see if you are Andy Collins and Greenville Flyboys. You want your pitcher Schieffer to make some quick outs, and he's done so here this inning. Brings up Michael Moss. He drew a walk his last time up and was out on a fielder's choice at second. Play by Schieffer of the dub lead, and that one's left for a ball. Moss, last time these two teams played, drew three walks in a row. That's kind of been the problem for a bit for the Doughboys. Or for the Flyboys pitching staff. That one was high, 2-0. Flyboys drew 11 walks in their first game of the series against the Princeton Whistle Pigs, and pitched seven walks last night. 2-0. That one's hit by Moss. Swing of the bat. He knows that one's going to hang up a little too long. Dalton's going to get underneath it and makes the catch. So after a couple of long outings for Schieffer, he gets out of that one relatively quickly. Another 1-2-3 inning. The last seven batters have been retired for the Doughboys, and we played a third of the way of this one. And it's still tied at three runs to break the tie. Return to Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
All right, Doughboys, we got those guys.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Back here in Johnson City as we're in top of the fourth tied at 3 runs apiece. Judging a dance contest here in Johnson City on Princess Night. Disney music is flowing aplenty here. What's been a fun night. And was told that was my sister's favorite night. If she was at the ballpark, would be Disney Princess Night. And enjoying a lot of time, having some instant classic music here. Discussing earlier, my favorite Disney movie, probably not a princess movie, gotta be The Incredibles, for sure. Although my sister growing up, I've watched The Lion King several times. I've seen it on off-Broadway. And it was very good. Also watched Sleeping Beauty plenty of times growing up with an older sister. You watch all of the princess movies. You know all of the songs. I believe there are several people who can attest to that. And Kennedy steps in to lead up the fourth. We'll hit that one over the third. Third baseman catches it. Gathers, throws them all. So the first, and with one pitch, there's an out. Top of the fourth. So after some scoring, 12 straight batters retired. That's four straight retired by of the Flyboys. And 7 straight retired of Johnson City. Here comes Bishop up again. He with the first pitch strike, 0-1.
Nice.
David Bishop ground out to a double play to end the first inning. A great sliding stop. He fouls that one off. 0-1. Great sliding stop by Pena over at second base. Which, of course, coming from TCU, this is his first start of the season, first appearance of the year in the Appy League and at Greenville. There's the 0-2. Fouls that one off, stays alive. Bishop's got power. We told you he's hit 6 home runs last season for the Horned Frogs. He also hit a walk-off grand slam in the bottom of the 11th inning against the University of Incarnate Word earlier this season. A game went. He had 5 hits and 5 RBI in that contest. 0-2, Bishop up the middle. Slow roller. Going to be a tough play, but the shortstop for the first is not in time. Infield single. That was a tough play by King over at short, and that should be an infield single. First hit of the year for David Bishop, and it comes with one away in the top of the fourth, ends a streak of 7 straight retired for the Flyboys. Here comes Shamar Dalton. He had a triple to lead off the second, and then somehow came in the score. A gutsy move to come in and try to score from third base. He squares the bunt, and that one's low, and oh no. Just a drop transition from Melendez as the great throw by Moss, but Dalton slid in there. Oh, a great play. Awareness to get in there in time. Here's 1-0. Breaking ball that doesn't break down enough, and it's now 2-0. Sun starts to set here in Johnson City. Well, it's turned to a beautiful night out here after the rain came through earlier in the day. We'll play baseball here tonight. 2-0. Dalton hits that one to left field. That's going to be a tough play. It'll get down. Rounding third is Bishop as that ball rolls to the wall. Bishop's going to score. That's an RBI double for Shamar Dalton. And the Flyboys retake the lead 4-3 here in the top of the fourth inning. That's their sixth hit of the night for the Fly Boys off of Beckenstedt after they couldn't get anything going against Beckenstedt the last time they played the Fly Boys. They have now scored four runs in 3 1/3 of an inning. Look, continue going around as Dub Gleed steps up. Play out the third is last time up with Dalton scoring position. That one's right down the middle again, 0-1. So Dalton has scored a run. He has a triple and a double. Dalton is halfway to a cycle. Just needs a single and a home run. And the home run might be the hardest one to get at this ballpark with the 20-foot wall. Here's the 0-1. That one's hit over the short. Going to check on Dalton over at second for the first. Scooped up by Moss. And Moss is instantly checking on Dalton again. Dalton hangs out at second base. 6-3 on the putout. To the lead, and there's two away for Canyon Brown. Brown grounded out to third his last time up, and then that's when Dalton came in to score. He took off on a ground ball. That one's outside, 1-0. 4-3 lead for the Fly Boys here in the top of the fourth inning. After Dalton's RBI double scores Bishop. They're going to check on Dalton, and nobody was covering second, so good thing. Beckenstedt did not throw a pitch. Beckenstedt's gone 3 1/3 of an inning as 44 pitches, 32 strikes. But has given up 6 hits and 4 runs. It's the 1-0. That one's it. Up the middle. Gets through to the outfield. Dalton's going to round third. He's looking to score a second run again. Double pump on the throw. And that little double clutch allows Dalton to come in. A little double clutch by Marmo as he couldn't get settled. And that's an RBI single with two outs. So the Aggies coming alive here. Two NCAA&T products have scored, responsible for a pair of runs scoring. And it's a now 5-3 lead for the Fly Boys here in the top of the fourth inning. This is the offense you've been wanting to see for a while. If you're the Fly Boys, that one's hit up the line by Saylor. And if that one was to the left, Cannon Brown's got some good speed. I don't know if he would have scored, but he would have gotten the third. There would have been runners at the corners with two away. Heck, Saylor probably would have gotten the second with his speed. So that's 0-1 with two outs. That one is high and 1-1. And it looks like the Doughboys have some action in the bullpen. Just some guys standing around right now stretching, but hopefully you can get Beckenstedt through four innings if you're Johnson City. The 1-1. That one's hit the right field. Going to get down. A little bloop single. Everybody's going to move up 90 feet, and Saylor keeps the carousel moving, and back to the top of the order we go. Already the eighth hit of the ball game for the Fly Boys. Top of the fourth, and Will Taylor steps in for the third time today. Taylor, unfortunately, is 0-2 tonight. Struck out his last time up. But one well-placed hit to the outfield can blow this one open and give the 6-3 or 7-3 lead. His first pitch to Taylor, and that one's blocked in the dirt by Melendez, and it's 1-0, and he'll go out and talk to this pitcher. Say blocked in the dirt, but this is a turf infield at Johnson City. That's why I believe we're able to play tonight, because with a turf infield, you don't have to tarp it. Less of a chance of any type of issues with rain. Outfield, though, is grassy, and, of course, the bullpens are full of dirt with a warning track around them. So those bullpens are kind of flooded a bit, but great job of the Johnson City grounds crew to get those cleared out. Haven't seen any weird hops yet off the lip of the turf or in the outfield. Maybe some weird rolls. You had one ball that was hit by Dalton that kind of took a weird roll in the left field. That might be the only weird roll we've had tonight. That one's fouled off by Taylor, 1-1. That might be the one weird pitch. Coming to Will Taylor. With two away in the top of the fourth inning. 5-3 lead after the NCAA&T Aggies come to life. Taylor lines that one right to second baseman. And that ends the inning, and that's a 5-3 lead, though, for the Flyboys, thanks to RBIs from Shamar Dalton, Canyon Brown, Aggie Pride stand up. Guys have given the Flyboys the lead, and it's 5-3 lead for the Flyboys, heading to the bottom of the fourth inning. Return, Flyboys broadcasting Ellen.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
House hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Five free lead for the Flyboys. After Canyon Brown, Shamar Dalton get a pair of RBIs. Two. Push ahead the Flyboys 5-3 in this one. Ashton King will start off. This bottom of the fourth inning as seven straight have been retired by the Doughboys. Down 5-3 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. They scored three runs in the first. Haven't scored since then as that's the ball that bounced away from Brown. Pardon me, that looks like a new... That's not a new catcher. Pardon me. Well, the number was a little different. I was very confused, but no, that's a... Still Canyon Brown out there, a swing and a miss. Maybe Ian Daugherty. They both have some... Nice lettuce out there on underneath the hats. The two of them. A 1-1. Schiefer gets the corner of the strike zone and it's now 1-2. Schiefer's looking for his second strikeout of the contest. Here's the 1-2. This is outside and it's now 2-2. Schiefer's gone three innings and has thrown 57 pitches, 34 strikes. And two. Strike three. Schiefer gets the strikeout to start off the fourth inning. Things of Logan Hugo.
Number six, Logan Hugo.
Hugo had a two RBI triple that gave the Doughboys the lead in the first inning, but since then the Doughboys have gone down quietly. So that one almost grazes. Hugo gets out of the way, and it's 1-0. Some action in the Flyboy bullpen, but looks like Schiefer's going to go at least four innings. After settling down after the first inning, the 1-0. Off the end of the bat, that's going to be a tough play for O'Reilly and Saylor. It's going to stay fair. Rowling versus Hugo. Throw to second on the bounce. Not in time. Hugo stays on the bag. He has a one-out double. As the Doughboys end a streak of eight straight retired. So Hugo's one-out double. That was a tough play for O'Reilly or Saylor, and it just stayed fair. And the throwback to Dub Gleed covering second was just off target. And we talked about the rain, and Hugo did slide for a bit on that slippery turf surface, but let him keep his hand on the bat. So Ethan Payne steps in with a runner in scoring position, trying to cut this lead to one for the Flyboys here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Gave it three runs in the first, but since then it's calmed down. It's the first he's given up since that first inning. That pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Payne, his last time up. flew out to end the inning. She is 0-1 on the night. It's 0-1, one out. After Hugo's one out, double. The 0-1. That's a breaking pitch that found the strike zone. It's now 1-1. Payne steps in. So you have Hugo's halfway to the cycle. Dalton's halfway to the cycle. And they both have a triple and a double already. Again, the home run is going to be the hardest one to get, it looks like. 2-0 pitches. 2-1 pitch. 1-1 pitch, probably. Let's get set. Now it's 2-1. 20-foot wall. There's a couple of hits that have been off the wall that any other ballpark in the Appy League, I think, would be out of here, especially Pioneer Park. Pioneer Park's got a relatively low fence by comparison. The 2-1 pitch. One away. That one gets by Brown, and something up 90 feet will be Hugo, and it's a 3-1 count, and now a run is just 90 feet away for Payne. Fastball just got away from Brown, second one of the night. Schieffer steps in. We're getting ready for a 66 pitch of the outing. Just 3 1/3 of an inning. Here's the 3-1 pitch. That one's ripped foul, sky high, and way out of play. That one's been moving high enough to clear the fences. It wouldn't have been deep enough, as it's just 315 to right field. Man, that 20-foot wall, the leadoff triple start game by Frost, was off the top of the center field wall. That's a home run anywhere else. The ballpark kept it in for the Doughboys, even though they ended up scoring later in the frame. Here's the payoff pitch from Schieffer. Swing and a miss. Second strikeout of the inning, and now sacrifice is taken away for Roberto Pena. As Pena steps in. Struck out his last time up. Made some good defensive plays, though, for the Doughboys, especially that inning double play in the first. That one breaks and almost flips Payne. You know, he ducks out of the way, 1-0. Is just some flyboy pitchers milling about the bullpen, so you got to think Schieffer's going to go the full four innings unless something crazy happens in this frame. As the 1-0 pitch comes forward. Swing and miss. Nice breaking ball low and away from Schieffer, and it's 1-1. Pitch number 70 for Schieffer coming forward. His team up 5-3 now. After giving up 3 runs in the first, was flawless and then gave up the double by Hugo. That one's outside, 2-1. 3 strikeouts for Schieffer today. 2 in this inning, and the last person he struck out, the first person he struck out, pardon me, was Pena. So looking to get out of this unscathed. We're running at third base, so 2-1. That's away and out 3-1, and Pena's holding off on those. Is too much for Pena to think about chasing him. Schieffer gets set, gets the call from Brown. Here's the 3-1 pitch. And Pena golfs that one up to the air. Sailor's got to make a tough play in foul territory, and that one's off the wall. And foul, and if that one was about 10 feet to the left, that would have brought in a run, and Pena would probably be standing on at least second, maybe third. That would have been a tough play for Sailor near the flyboy bullpen. So the payoff pitch coming once again to Pena. Two outs right at third base in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the payoff pitch. That's low and away, and that is a walk with two outs. That's Schieffer's second issued of the game. And there are runners at the corners with two away in bottom of the fourth inning for Caleb Marmo. Marmo flew out to right his last time up. That ended. Pardon me, that was the second out of the second inning. Flew out the Sailor his last time up. First pitch he sees is low and away, and I was trying to get that breaking ball in there and trying to get some people to swing at, but striking too much. Is now action beginning to warm up in the Flyboy bullpen. Avery Collins getting ready to run down there. Catch for those pitchers warming up. Here's the 1-0. Allen is moving a strike and it's fouled off, and it's 1-1. Fouled off toward the dugout of Greenville. But the Flyboys up 5-3, but runners at the corners with two away for Johnson City here in the bottom of the fourth inning, looking to score for the first time since the first inning. Got their first hit since the first inning off a one-out double by Hugo, and now he sends it third base after a passed ball. A pair of strikeouts inning for Schiefer. Runners going to go, swing and a miss, and Brown smartly is going to let Pena still. So Pena is over at second base on the stolen base after the ball picked up by Brown. Luckily, it's a 1-2 count, though, with two away for Schiefer. Runners at second and third. Two away. Marmo steps in, looking to tie this one back up. In the bottom of the fourth inning, down 5-3. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Schiefer. That's high, and it's 2-2, deuces wild to Marmo. I believe that's the first time we've had deuces wild tonight, too, for any batter, which is surprising considering how long these at-bats have been for Schiefer. This is pitch number 78 for him. Looking to get out of this jam with runners at second and third. Here's a 2-2 pitch coming playward. That one's hit off the nub of the bat. That's going to be a tough play for the third baseman, Bishop, and he bobbles the ball, and a run's going to score. That was going to be a tough play. That's going to be a hit, an infield single. Now it's a 5-4 lead for the Flyboys off the little nubber, off the end of Marmo's bat. That was a tough play. Trey Bishop up at third. Infield single with two outs is cutting the lead to one. And Isaiah Frost back up, back to the top of the order. Apparently that was last time up, but does have that triple and a run scored. That one's also up the end of the bat. That's going to be a tough play for Dalton. Dalton comes in. He can't make a sliding catch off his glove. One run's going to score. Further third's way offline. Frost is going to run up the second, and the game is tied. Pair of two-out singles. And advancing on the throw was Frost, and now it's tied at five. You've seen almost two amazing catches in the outfield by Dalton and Taylor. But they have just missed, and because of that, that has led to some runs being scored by the Doughboys, and we are all knotted up back again at five runs apiece in the fourth inning. Fifth hit of the game and the fifth runs of the game for the Doughboys. Now Cannon Brown's going to come out and talk to his pitcher, Schiefer. Schiefer's gone 3 2/3 of an innings, struck out three, and this will be pitch number 80 coming up if he stays in the contest, most likely will. 45 strikes. He's given up 5 hits, 5 runs, all of them earned. 2 walks, 3 strikeouts, hit 1 batter. And that's probably going to do it as manager Jermaine Curtis is coming out there. So can't close the door on him yet as he's responsible for 2 runners, 2nd and 3rd. And that's going to do it for Schiefer. So we'll tell you about the new Flyboy R when we return. Doughboys tie it back up here with 2 outs in the bottom of the 4th inning. It's the Flyboys Broadcasting Network live from Johnson City.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send bad texts.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1MinuteTest.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Pair of two out RBI singles have tied this one back up in Johnson at 5 runs apiece. And Schiefer will come out for new pitcher for the Flyboys. That is number 27, number 31, Carson Jacobs, as he steps in, the tall 6'9" right-hander out of Hayes, Kansas, Gateway Community College, steps in for relief against Schiefer. Get you the line on Jacobs this season. Jacobs this year is 0-for-1 with a 12-15 ERA. He's gone 6 2/3 innings. Giving up 8 hits, 9 runs, 1 home run. He's hit 4 batters, walked 6, and has struck out 8. Last appearance was against Princeton. He gave up the absolute moonshot by Landon Reeves. That was 426 feet his last time he came in. So not a great outing for Jacobs at all. Went just 2 1/3 of innings, gave up that one hit. Hit 2 batters, walk 2 batters in that outing. Here comes Melendez up. Sting tied at 5, runs at 2 1/3, 2 outs. That one misses low from Jacobs for a ball. Schiefer's still responsible for these 2 runners on, so the boy getting pegged by 2 more runs. It is Schiefer in his first start of the season. Here's the 1-0 pitch coming from Jacobs. That one's right down the middle for a strike, 0-1. Sun starting to City is. It's been a fun one. 4-4 ball game, or excuse me, 5-5 ball game in the bottom of the fourth inning. Then runs aplenty in this one. 1-1 pitch outside. Melendez holds off, and it's 2-1. Melendez is up for 2, but has an RBI ground out. That scored Frost back in the first inning to make it a 3-1, 2-1 lead for the Flyboys. It's been a back-and-forth game, tied for the second time tonight. 2-1. That one's chopped over towards short. Going to be a tough play. Throw the first by Gleed is wide up the back. One run's going to score. The other run's coming in. And misses the tag is Brown. That's 2 runs scored off the hit. And another infield single, and that's 4 runs in the inning, and the Doughboys take a 2-run lead here in the bottom of the fourth, as that was just a tough play that Gleed couldn't quite make. Throw it wide, and then Brown missed the tag at home. So a 2-RBI single for Melendez. He's got 3 RBI tonight. And the inning continues as Johnson steps in. His team now up 7-5. First pitch in there for a strike. The Doughboys have seen some high-scoring games late. 22-13 win over Pulaski the other night. They lost 16-3 last night to Pulaski. Now 7-5. 12 combined runs and 14 combined hits in the bottom of the fourth inning. Pitch to Jacobs. That's foul at the end of the battle, too. And these have all been just infield singles for the most part. Had that tough play that Hugo reached on. And then, I mean, Marmo reached on a tough ball that was dropped into fair territory. And then infield singles by Frost and Melendez have been the reason why. Scored 4 runs this inning. The 0-2. Foul is, excuse me, is low, 1-2. So now Jacobs is responsible, and he closes the book on Schiefer. He gives up, 5 hits, 7 runs, all of them earned, 2 walks and 3 strikeouts, 1 hit batter, and they're going to say time is called. I thought they were calling a balk, as there's a ball in foul territory behind the bag. Must have come from the Johnson City bullpen. It was Michael Moss will pick it up. Where they're going to call a balk. Haven't seen one of those, luckily, for the Flyboys in a while. They had 3 balks in 4 straight games at one point. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Jacobs gets a strikeout, but not before the Doughboys take back the lead. Played 4. It's a 7-5 ball game here in Johnson City. Can the Flyboys answer? They have all night. Let's find out together. Return the Flyboys. Broadcasting Noah.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family. where stories come to life. And it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you. Or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Five lead now for the Johnson City Doughboys here in the top of the fifth inning. They score four runs in the bottom of the fourth. The fourth inning has been tough for the Flyboys the past three games now. They have allowed on defense a combined 12 runs in the fourth inning. Eight to the Whistle Pigs in the top of the fourth the past two nights, and now four in the bottom of the fourth inning in this one. New pitcher on for the Doughboys to close the book on Beckenstadt, and that will bring in number 39, Kyle Bender, the right-hander out of the University of Washington, native of Vacaville, California. So four innings for Beckenstadt, gives up eight hits. Five runs and strikes out two, as we'll get you the stats on Bender. Actually, this is Bender's first start and first appearance in the Appy League. So we'll get you his college stats. So he steps in, playing from the University of Washington is Bender in this one, a 7-5 lead, as he will look at Brock Daniels leading off this one. First pitch from Bender is outside 1-0. Bender, this year Washington for the Huskies, did not play. So I'll give you his little high school stat line here. 1-0 to Daniels. That one almost hits him and missed him 2-0. When the Vacaville High School was honorable mention All-American, back-to-back All-Region second team honoree. Was named Pitcher of the Year as a sophomore as well. Was a three-sport high school athlete at Vacaville High School. Swing and a miss. That's a nice pitch from Kyle Bender. It's set for a 2-1. 2-1 pitch coming to Brock Daniels, down 7-5 in the top of the fifth inning. The 2-1 pitch. Daniels hits down at the end of the bat. It's going to hang in the air. Keeps going back and grabbing it and making the adjustment left field. Nice adjustment by Frost. And there's one away to start the fifth inning. Interesting fact about Bender. Bender was born with cancer, beaten cancer. Just 2 years old, so Bender has been, says he's been a fighter all his life. Says he loves to compete and loves to grind the baseball, and he's used that, of course, with his cancer diagnosis when he was young. So shout out to Kyle Bender for a monumental life stat there. That pitch just misses outside from Bender to O'Reilly. O'Reilly, 1-2, has an RBI double back in the first. Here's the 1-0. That one gets in there.
Should have been two!
It's now 1-1 with one out. A breaking pitch from Bender. He's looking good early in this one. 1-1 to O'Reilly. It's a plate where O'Reilly fouls it off, stays alive, and it's now 1-2. And the sun coming down, kind of reflecting on us. Again, sitting outside here at John C's TVA Credit Union Ballpark, as I'm extremely glad the rain has held off. As I, to be honest, don't know if there would have been a broadcast today if the rain would have been coming in. Here's the 1-2 from Bender. In the dirt, O'Reilly holds off, and now 2-2. Had to do so in other broadcasts. Lincoln Memorial's Harrogate Field up in Harrogate, Tennessee. Had no cover at all, and it started pouring down rain. Of course, with turf field, they just kept playing, so that was a fun experience, having to hold an umbrella during a broadcast and having also 15-mile-per-hour winds with the rain, too. 2-2. That one's in the dirt, and 3-2, and Bender's kind of lost this one a little bit. Same weekend. The next day was sunny, but there were 40-mile-per-hour winds. Also, it was a doubleheader. So, out there for 6 hours, and that kind of weather was not fun, but it was a fun broadcast as payoff pitch coming from Bender to O'Reilly. One out in the top of the fifth inning. Gets set. Here's the pitch. That's low in the dirt. That Riley here in top of the fifth inning. Now I'll bring up Aiden Canaday. Canaday had an RBI single to score O'Reilly the last time. Those two were on base at the same time. Then grounded out to third his last time up in the fourth inning before Bishop came around to score. Here's the pitch to Canaday. That one gets in there for a strike. Gets the corner of the strike zone. It's 0-1. Bender looking to find that control again. Three walks. A batter. That one misses away. It's 1-1. First of a three-game series between these two teams. All here in Johnson City. Play a nine-inning game tomorrow against 7 and a seven-inning game on Sunday at 5:30. All games here. Broadcast on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network. The 1-1. Canaday hits that one into the air toward the left field. Going to hang up and calling everyone off to the shortstop. King makes the out, and there are two away in the top of the fifth. Now bringing up David Bishop. Bishop in his first appearance with the Fly Boys has a single and scored a run his last time up. So he's batting a cool 500 to start off his Appy League career. He steps in with two away in the top of the fifth and a runner at first. So that one misses just outside 1-0. Runner at first is, of course, O'Reilly after drawing the one-out walk. Here comes the 1-0 from Bender. Bishop. Again, Bishop making his debut tonight. This one. That one's out way outside. Nice catch by Melendez, and it's now 2-0. My boys looking to get on the scoreboard. The only inning they haven't scored in was the third when they went down 1-2-3. Scored 5 runs off of 8 hits tonight, but 7 runs off of 6 hits tonight by the Doughboys. Here's a 2-0 pitch. That one's hit to the outfield and running over and making a catch on the runs. The center fielder, Marmo, great play, great read, and the Fly Boys, despite getting a one-out walk, cannot score. They're down 7-5, heading to the bottom of the fifth. At the bottom of the fifth inning, can the Doughboys extend their lead? Find out on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
...7-5 lead for the Johnson City Doughboys and fans. Whenever you're at Pioneer Park, why don't you get yourself a nice cold brewski, craft beer, the Greenville Flyboys, 2012. Wicked Wee has been pushing the envelope, crafting unique beers with bold flavors for the forward drinker. Find your favorite on draft at Pioneer Park or at your local East Tennessee retailer today. Wicked Wee, official craft beer of the Greenville Flyboys. 7-5 lead for the Doughboys in this one. They scored four in the bottom of the fourth inning. In this one, they just extended the lead. They scored three in the first and then didn't score again to the fourth, and they scored a bunch. Now up 7-5 as Michael Moss steps in. Lead off the frame. Here's that first pitch low, 1-0 from Jacobs. Jacobs got a strikeout to end the inning, but two runs did score to give John C. a 7-5 lead. So Moss steps in, looks at a pitch that just misses. It just missed, and it's now 2-0. Moss drew a walk, was out on a fielder's choice, and it was out, a ground out last time up. Here's 2-0. Moss hits that one straight up into the air. Bishop's going to run over. Now Dalton's going to call him off, and Dalton makes the catch in the outfield, and there's one away in the bottom of the fifth inning. That will bring up Ashton King. King today is 0-2, but has a run scored. He reached on a fielder's choice back in the first. Came around the score off the RBI triple by Hugo as he looks at that first pitch strike, 0-1. King struck out his last time up. Our Sheepers, three strikeouts on the night, the 0-1. That one's fouled off behind him, and that's now 0-2. Deer Garden area in Johnson City, as that'll give us some shade here outside. Here, golden hour, Johnson City, 0-2. That one's low, and it's 1-2. That one was just low as well from Jacobs. So we've had a better outing than the last one against Princeton, where he gave up the absolute moonshot to Landon Reeves. Done pretty well. 1-2. That one's a little number foul. Check swing and goes back to the wall. As Bishop will step, excuse me, King will step back in. Still up 7-5, a 1-2 count with one out. The bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the 1-2. That one reaches for it, gets over ahead of the first baseman O'Reilly to the corner of the wall. King takes a big turn at first. The throw would have been offline. Now he's going to take off on the offline throw. The throw, the second's not in time. That's a single. He'll advance on the throw. King is in there with a one-out single, and that's second on the throw. Saylor's throw would have been in time if it was online, but it was way wide, and that's a one-out single. First, second hit allowed by Jacobs, and runner in scoring position again for Hugo, who Hugo has an RBI triple, has a double as well tonight. Two RBI triple and a double, and just needs a single to be three-fourths of the way to the cycle. That was in that first strike, 0-1, or a home run, which would not impossible, but it's tough here at this ballpark with its high walls. 330 to the left field, 315 to right field. Runner at second, one away. The 0-1 count coming to Hugo. James is going to step off and reset. 17 pitches, 11 strikes. Let's get up two hits. There are two runs that were scored when he was in. Go to Schiefer. That one's low and misses strike zone. It's now 1-1. Give of a 1-1 count with one away for Hugo, looking to continue his offensive output. And James is going to step off again. And that call that a balk on Caleb Jones. And Jones asking what he did to the umpire in the field. They're going to call that a balk on Jones. And runners now 90 feet away from scoring and making 8-5. And Coach Jermaine Curtis is going to come out and talk to a field umpire. Looking around the Appy League, only two other games in action. Two games have been postponed because of rain. Burlington's up on Danville 4-2 in the bottom of the fifth inning. And Elizabethan rolling over Kingsport right now, 4-0 in top of the fourth. But Kingsport's got the bases loaded with one out. And now the umpires are going to discuss here if that was actually a balk by Jones. And they're going to say, no, it wasn't a balk, I believe. Or are they going to say it was a balk? Not entirely sure what's happening here, folks, to be honest with you. King is still at third base, and now Johnson City manager Kevin Mahoney is going to talk to the umpire, and he's asking what's happening here. And they're going to They're going to overturn the call, not say it wasn't a balk on Jones. So whatever Coach Jermaine Curtis said worked, and so the runner will go back to second base. And King is sitting at second base, 1-1 pitch coming with one out. Everything's sorted out. Interesting call there. Couldn't really see anything that Jones did that would have warranted a balk, but one call is overturned. The 1-1. Swing and a miss by Hugo. Now it's 1-2. 1-2 of one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Hugo at the bat. Long. Two RBI triple and a double tonight. Looking for a single. Look at 3/4 of the way to the cycle. The 1-2 pitch. Fouled off, and Hugo will stay alive. Still understand what the issue was with Jones and then the call back. But again, it's not a balk, and that's why King's staying at second base. Still in scoring position for Hugo, who again has a triple and a double tonight. Check on the runner, King at second. Looks back again. No 1-2. That one's outside the strike zone and just misses 2-2. Some pitchers stretching in the bullpen for the Fly Boys. Probably won't see any action for a while. Want to get at least two innings for Jones. And swing and a miss. That's strike three from Jones. And there are two away. Second strikeout of the night by Jones. First time Hugo's been set down tonight. And there are two away in the bottom of the fifth inning for Ethan Payne. Ethan Payne coming from the University of Tennessee. This is his first appearance of the year in the Appy League. And tonight he is so far 0-for-2 with a strikeout. Get going. And this one is that one. Gets into the strike zone. That's 0-1. Payne, a native of Memphis, Tennessee. Drove all the way across the state to Knoxville for college and then kept driving to get to Johnson City for the summer. So he's trekked the entire state of Tennessee almost. 0-1. That one's low, 1-1. If he had gone to Bristol, you got to think that he would have gotten all the way over to the state, but that's 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Coming from Ethan Payne. To Ethan Payne. And that one's fouled off, 1-2. Jones looking to get a second strikeout of the inning and third of the game to keep Johnson City off the scoreboard in the fifth frame as the sun is set behind the trees now. A Lights starting to come on here at TVA Credit Union Ballpark, just past 8:41 p.m. Here's the 1-2 pitch. It's low, and now deuces wild from Jones to Payne. Payne looking for his first hit of the season in the Appy League. Probably score another run and give the Doughboys a free run advantage. This is their largest lead tonight. They led by one after the first inning, and now Reed took the lead back in the fourth and leads 7-5 here. 2-2. That one's hit high in the air. It's going to keep going, and that one's going over the wall. That's the first hit of the year for Payne, and it's a two-run no-doubter over the right field fence, and it's a 9-5 lead for the Doughboys. Second time this week, Jones has given up a no-doubt home run over the right field wall. And it's 9-5 lead for the Doughboys. Well, you saw Miles Smith give his first hit of the season on a home run early this week, and now Payne is his first hit of the season with a home run himself. 9-5 lead for the Doughboys here in the bottom of the fifth inning, and here comes Roberto Pena. As the bullpen struggles continue for the Flyboys, that one's skied up in the air by Pena. Sailor's going to run over, call everyone off, and will make the catch. But not before Payne. It's a no-doubter over the 20-foot wall in right field. And extends the lead to 9-5. We played five innings here in Johnson City. It's a 9-5 lead for the Doughboys. Can the Flyboys answer? Find out when we return on the Flyboys broadcasting network.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
9-5 lead for the Doughboys. They've scored six unanswered to take a 9-5 lead here in the top of the sixth inning. So it's another rough day for the bullpen.
All right. Go, 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 go. Oh, we got some Toy Story music.
Here.
Yeah, take them out. Thank you. Oh. Number three, you're out.
So we have a...
Three left.
Another new pitcher, I believe, for Johnson City. We do, and that is Justin Giuliano. Pitcher from Canisius comes in, so Bender gets done of just one inning of work, walks one, but gets out of the inning as Giuliano steps in. Giuliano did play against the Doughboys against the Flyboys.
Hey, everybody give it up for Darius!
Well, that was the last appearance. He, he made an appearance against the Kingsport Axemen, went three innings, got three hits, two runs, but for earned, walked one and struck out three. Against Greenville back on June 10th, in one inning, he walked two and struck out one, but didn't give up any hits or runs. So he's been able to shut down the Flyboys for the most part. His appearances as Dalton steps in, and Dalton tonight has been incredible. He's got a triple and a double, two runs scored, and an RBI. RBI doubles last time up as he is halfway to a cycle himself. First pitch from Giuliano's in there and just misses, and it just missed, and it's now 1-0. Giuliano from Canisius up in Buffalo, New York. Gets set, the 1-0. That one's inside, now 2-0. team that has one of the strangest baseball fields. It's a baseball field in one corner, a softball field in the other corner, and a soccer field splashed right in the middle. It's all turf, and they have to put up a fencing. It's 2-0, ripped by Dalton. That's going to be a single, and Shamar Dalton is a home run away from the cycle. So if there's one bright spot being down 9-5, Dalton is providing some offense for the Flyboys. A single short of the cycle. That's a leadoff single in the sixth, and Dub Gleed will step in for the third time today. He's 0-2. That pitch is right down the middle, 0-1. Dalton needs a home run, and he has won this season, but problem was that Kingsport, it did go over the scoreboard at Kingsport, which is just about the height of that fence out in right field. That one's low for ball 1-1. Even Payne, his first homer of the season, his first hit of the season. A no-doubter of the right field wall. We'll get you the stats on that one from Appy League Data whenever we can. So that one misses everybody and goes to the backstop, and Dalton's going to advance 90 feet. That pass ball by Giuliano. My kids at the ballpark tonight. It's Princess Night at Johnson City's TVA Credit Union Ballpark. Probably can hear the Disney music in the background. It's been a fun night here, but not for the Flyboys. Down 9-5. That one's outside 3-1. No data yet on that Payne home run, but we'll get to you. Active League Data is one of the most enjoyable follows on Twitter if you're interested in the statistics of spin rates, fastest pitch, longest home runs, all that stuff. 3-1. Outside, that's a five-pitch walk issued to Gleed, and Giuliano's given up a hit and a walk so far to start the sixth inning. How about Canyon Brown? And Brown, RBI single, scored his compatriot from North Carolina A&T the last time he was up. It was all about Aggie Pride. They took a 5-3 lead to the Flyboys, but six unanswered runs by Johnson City have seen Flyboy lead evaporated. 9-5 lead here, but runs at first and second, nobody out for Canyon Brown. Pitch is hit toward outfield. That goes foul and out of play. 0-1. Brown steps back in. Skinner was named a the all-freshman team by collegebaseball.com, and it was Big South all-freshman team as well. Here comes the 0-1. That one's hit skyward by Brown. He gets underneath it, though, and it's going to carry out of here into the beer garden and eventually gets out of play, 0-2. Straighten that out, and they swing a little bit earlier. That one's gone. But once again, you got to deal with a 20-foot wall that surrounds the perimeter of the stadium. Here's the 0-2 pitch coming to Canyon Brown. That one's fouled into the dugout. Hey, a catch in the hats by somebody in the Flyboy dugout. Couldn't quite tell who that was. It looks like Will Taylor because I can see him in there with his hat off, so I'm going to assume it was him, but that was a nice snag by whoever caught that ball in the dugout. 0-2 the Browns still. Runners at first and second, nobody out. There's 1-2. Well outside. 0-2 probably. Now it's 1-2. It's turning to a pretty cool night here as sun starts to set, and it was about 68 degrees outside. They have the fans still rolling here at Johnson City, so that's also making some coolness here. As Brown hits that one opposite field, it's going to hang in the air, and it's going to be caught for the out as it went right toward Hugo in the outfield, and there's one away in the top of the sixth inning. So that will bring up Kean Saylor. Saylor's 1-for-2 tonight, singled his last time up. looking to get himself going here. Batting 163 now, looking to find some offensive output for him. Heard a play word of Breckenbott, a slow pitch that finds the top of the strike zone 0-1. That one was super slow. I wish you could see the speed on that one. Don't have the miles per hour radar gun out here at TVA Credit Union Ballpark. It's the 0-1. Is hit off the end of the bat to, from Saylor's second base for the first time. Productive out as a little dribbler allows Dalton and Glee to move into scoring position for Will Taylor. Fortunately, though, Will Taylor's 0 for 3 tonight. This might be a guy that the Fly Boys are, pardon me, the Doughboys are glad to see because it takes away the sacrifice as well, and they've been able to calm down Taylor so far tonight. Here's the first pitch, and a swing and a miss. Juliana gets Taylor to chase that one. That was outside. It's 0-1. Run to second, third, two outs. Here's the top of the six. Fly Boys down 9-5. Here's the 0-1. That one's high and outside, and that's 1-1. Well, that was just pitch number 17 of this inning. It's for 9 strikes. You know, a hit and a leadoff walk, but since then, it's calmed down to get 2 outs. And then keep a 4-run game. Taylor hits that one, but lofts it to center field, and the center fielder, Marmo, is going to stand underneath, make the catch, and so the Fly Boys get runners in the scoring position, but can't score them. That is the frame. Doughboys look to extend their lead once again. Fly Boys down 9-5 when we return. The Fly Boys, Broadcasting Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Five lead for the Doughboys. They've scored 6 unanswered, keeping the Fly Boys off the board. After the Fly Boys took a 5-3 lead, thanks to Shamar Dalton and Canyon Brown, but Doughboys have done well. And Caleb Marmo's up the bat. Marmo had a single his last time up and was stuck stranded at third to end the inning. In the fourth, and missing is Jones on that one, 1-0. Marmo, 3 straight singles by Marmo has an RBI single. I forgot to write that in. That's on me not being able to read my own handwriting. 2-0. Apologize to Marmo for not giving him credit for that one. 9-5 lead for the Doughboys in this one. Bottom of the sixth, as that one's fouled off by Marmo, and it's now 2-1. Still a good crowd here. Of course, there's been a lot of children here. Princess Night, a.k.a. Disney Night. We have a lot of Disney tunes played, which is enjoyable. Enjoy some of those movies. The 2-1 pitch comes in. And that one finds the corner of the strike zone. Good pitch, and it's 2-2. Good pitch coming from Jones. Looking to get his third strikeout tonight. He's getting up three hits, including a two-run bomb by Ethan Payne. That one's hit toward the outfield. Daniels diving, snag, and he dropped it at the end. Daniels would have had an impressive diving snag and just could not hold on. That's a hit for Marmo. That's back-to-back singles for him. That's the third time tonight now. There have been three diving catch attempts made by the Fly Boys, and every single time they have gone off the glove of the Fly Boy defensive players in this one. One went off the glove of Will Teddy, one off the glove of Shamar Dalton. Luckily, that's the only one that has not cost a run yet. And scoring the bunt is Frost. That's a good bunt for the first. Is just in time. Frost can't believe it. That was a close play. And coming out to argue that one is the manager, Kevin Mahoney. That was a tough play by Bishop over at third base. And I'm surprised he made that one because Frost definitely has the speed to have beaten out that throw. So that was a perfect bunt. Just died on the infield on the turf. It looks like Kevin Mahoney, though, has spoken his piece and just tells the umpire he's not happy with the call. Productive bunt, though, as it moves over the runner. Marmo, the second. Marmo actually dabs up Daniels and gives him a look like, hey, I probably should be out. That would have been a great play and a great catch by Daniels, but now is only one away for Melendez. Steps in, looks at the ball, one of Melendez. One for three with two RBI single back in the fourth. That pitch finds the corner of the strike zone. Now it's 1-1. It could be two outs. It could be no outs. This inning, that's just the way baseball goes. Jermaine Curtis has said, charge into the game is one of his favorite sayings, since that's a swing and a miss. 1-2 from Jones. Was down 9-5 after four unanswered by the Doughboys, and another runner in scoring position for Johnson City and Jaden Melendez. The 1-2. That one's hit over to second base. Daniels can't make the catch off his glove. Rounding third and coming in to score is Marmo. And once again, just another couple of feet away from an out is Daniels. And now the Doughboys have doubled up their lead. That is seven unanswered, and it's a 10-5 lead off the RBI single by Melendez. That's five hits allowed now by Jones, three runs allowed. And bullpen getting active for the Fly Boys here in the bottom of the sixth inning. With just one out, and here comes Johnson up the bat. That one's low, 1-0. Jones hadn't allowed a whole lot of earned runs entering this one. Now he's allowed three runs, all of them been earned. In just an inning of two-thirds of work. Allen gets into our strike, 1-1. Jones' ERA now has jumped up to 5.79. Again, just a couple inches away from getting out of this inning. Daniels couldn't make a couple of plays and has barely got the out at first on Frost on the sack bunt. 1-1, check swing, and it just happens to drop into the outfield. It's been that kind of night for the Doughboys hitting. And for the Flyboys defense, Gus gets over the head of another single. Moves the runner second. There are two runners on. The Wiv, one away in the bottom of the sixth inning. Six hit given up by Jones. And infield going quickly. Fly Boys. Sam Roberts is standing out there now. I anticipate he would make an appearance next. The side armor from St. Charles Community College up in Missouri. Army from Gateway Community College. Just the Moss misses for a ball, 1-0. It's 10-5. This is now two of the last three games, the Doughboys have scored at least 10 runs, and they only scored three last night, a 16-3 loss to Pulaski, but they have scored a combined 35 runs in three games. Scored 22 the other night against Pulaski. Allen's fouled off and just getting tipped the bat on it is Moss. It's seven unanswered runs for the Doughboys. Danville scored 11 unanswered after going down 5-1 in the first last week to come from behind and knock off Greenville. 10-5 lead for Johnson City. One away, 1-1 count. And runners at first and second here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Moss holds off on that one. That one gets to the strike zone. Moss does not agree with the call, but it just got into the strike zone, and it's 1-2. Two of one out as the crowd is hyped up here. They're enjoying seeing the offense by the Doughboys so far tonight. Again, Doughboys started 0-8. Since then, they're 4-2. Split with Pulaski this past week. The 1-2. That one's hit to short. That's handled by Gleed for the second for one. For the first is in time. Double play ends the inning, but not before another run crosses the plate for the Doughboys. And we are two-thirds of the way home in this one. They have doubled up their lead. Have Johnson City up 10-5. We head top 7th inning. Can the Flyboys answer? They've been silent for the last two frames. We'll see what happens here when we turn the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Something that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Ten-five lead for Johnson City as we head to the top of the seventh inning. And fans, buying or selling a property is one of the biggest decisions you can make. That's why McCray Real Estate Group is here to help. Team of experienced agents will guide you in every step of the real estate transaction. There's no need to stress. Take care of every detail. Why'd you have to take a chance? Call the McCray Real Estate Group at 423-794-9866 or visit them online at easttennesseehomesource.com. You can also find the McCray Real Estate Group on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. 10-5 lead for the Doughboys here. Just past the 9 o'clock hour and a beautiful sunset over toward left field, and that's the only thing that's been beautiful tonight for the Flyboys in those past few innings is they've allowed now seven unanswered. As Brock Daniels steps in. Daniels tonight looks at that first pitch ball. Daniels has been 1-for-3 of a run scored and struck out. Came around the score back in the first inning after a single. It took a big swing and a miss, and it's now 1-1. Daniels looks at a strike that sneaks in there. It's now 1-2, and Giuliano's done pretty well. Giving up that hit and walk to lead off his outing. He's gotten out of some jams and looking for his first strikeout of the contest for him. Here's the 1-2 from Giuliano. Swing and a miss. That's a beautiful pitch from Giuliano. Gets the strikeout, his first of the night, and there's one away. And the top of the seventh inning.
Number 49, Jack O'Reilly.
Here comes Jack O'Reilly up the bat. Still continuing his strong start to the Appy League. He steps in, and it's now 1-0 to him. It's 1-0 to O'Reilly, and O'Reilly, that one just missed, and it just missed, and couldn't quite find it. Novogratz has had pretty small strike zones, but has been consistent, and that's really all you ask for. As that one, that's a swing and a miss by O'Reilly. Gets in the chase to Giuliano, showing some more movement in his pitches. Two-on pitch to O'Reilly. One away here in the top of the seventh. That one checks swing and goes foul, and it's now 2-2. I've seen a lot of those little bloopers go in the favor of Johnson City. That's why they have 11 hits, because just some bloop singles and some tough plays that just couldn't quite be made by the Flyboys. Two-two pitch comes to O'Reilly, who tonight is 1-for-2. Drew Walker's last time up has a RBI double to his credit. Fouled off and staying alive is O'Reilly. Villanova, Pennsylvania native, played at Villanova this past year. Transferred from Notre Dame University out of South Bend, Indiana. So went from a former Big East school back to the Big East. Notre Dame now plays the ACC. They're playing in Omaha this weekend. 2-2. Riley fouls out to stay alive. Oklahoma picked up the first win of the College World Series over Texas A&M earlier today in a game that Oklahoma was dominating early, and then the Aggies made it interesting, but the Sooners win it. We can go double up. They won the Women's College World Series already, did the Sooners. Absolutely dominating a softball this season. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That's back-to-back strikeouts. Giuliano, and they're two away in the top of the seventh inning. So here comes Aiden Canaday.
Now batting number 14, Aiden Canaday.
This Canaday will step in. Canaday today is an RBI single, but after that, ground out the third and popped out to short. So, again, early start. It was an early 2-0 lead for the Flyboys, and they tied up at three as that one almost clips Canaday. Scored a pair off of Dalton and Canyon Brown. Sadly, they've been quiet since then. Seven unanswered for Johnson City. That one's fouled off. That one jammed up Canaday and a ricochet toward man in Austin 316. Sure, give a lot of credit to him as Brandon Buskart, our assistant GM, showed his best Stone Cold vs. Nation on social media for Thirsty Thursday promo, and that was a lot of fun to film. That one's fouled off. Got to give credit to Matthew Palazzo, Matthew White, and intern Drew. I don't know Drew's last name. I just realized that here on the air, so I apologize, Drew. Drew's been there for 2 years now, and I apologize for that. They did a great job shooting that video, and, of course, to Brandon for chugging beers at 10:30 a.m. Outs, Canaday swinging a miss. Striking out the side is Giuliano, and that keeps the Flyboys scoreless for the third straight inning. It's time to stretch in Johnson City. At the bottom of the seventh inning, Johnson City looking to add on to their lead. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Up U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
10-5 lead for Johnson City heading to the bottom of the seventh inning. Looking to play add-on. They've scored seven runs in the last three innings to take this lead. And that makes a call to the bullpen for the Fly Boys, and it's Sam Roberts. As Roberts will step in, the Submariner, and Roberts has had a couple of tough outings his last two times out. Against Bristol, went two innings, gave up three hits, three runs, all of them earned, walk one, struck out four. Last time, though, against the Doughboys, he went just two thirds of an inning, gave a hit, five runs, walked three, including walking in a pair of runs, and striking out two. That was the part of that seven-run eighth inning by Johnson Seed back on June 10th. So Roberts steps in. Final of the seventh inning, a first pitch for the Submariners in there for a strike. Two. 15 King. Ashton King's 1-for-3 tonight with two runs scored. Swing and a miss, and Roberts, again, see those sidearmers. If they are on, they are on. But, man, if anything goes wide, anything's wrong with the mechanics, you get in trouble. And that's the Roberts, the last time he faced Johnson City, walking in two runs. The 0-2. That one just misses, and it just missed the strike zone, 1-2. We're just going to Andy Collins, pitching coach, asking where that missed. And here's an explanation from Nobu Goto. He's calling the balls and strikes tonight. There's the 1-2. Swing and a miss. No doubt about that one. That's the first strikeout of the contest by Roberts. There's one away quickly here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And here comes Logan Hugo. Hugo is 2-for-3 tonight, halfway to a cycle of a double and a triple. By the way, Shamar Dalton is a home run away from the cycle. But he's got a single, double, and triple tonight. So both these guys from both teams have been hitting like crazy. As Roberts misses that one, goes way behind Hugo. And like we said, Roberts kind of smiles that one off. Again, that's what can happen if a sidearmer is just off his mechanics a little bit. He throws one way behind the back of the batter. Look, the reset here after getting a strikeout start at the bottom of the seventh inning. The 1-0. That one finds the corner and swing and a miss, 1-1. So Roberts, again, gets low to the ground. Finds one. The only other sidearmer that I know is in person, Ethan Lozier out of Elizabethton. There's a pitch that misses in the dirt, and it's 2-1. Don't see a whole lot of them, but can be effective. And the ball goes flying from the bullpen of Johnson City and picked up by Canyon Brown. Great awareness there by Brown to find that one to keep the pace of play good for Roberts, who likes to work quickly. Steps in, gets set. Here's the 2-1 with one out. Swing and a miss. Same spot. Roberts has been finding that one. It's now 2-2. Roberts looking to lower his ERA, which is at 21.60 right now. Here's the pitch. Gets right down the middle. And that's back-to-back strikeouts from Roberts. And Roberts feeling it right now in this one. Back-to-back strikeouts. That is the seventh strikeout of the day. Well, unfortunately, here comes Ethan Payne. As Payne hit an absolute moonshot over the right field wall his last time up. Now you gotta wonder how the sidearmer's gonna go at this one. Payne's home run went off the bat at 100 miles per hour, 422 feet. The right field wall. So it's not quite the longest one in the Appy League this season. That position still belongs to Landon Reeves. And he hit one the other last night of Princeton, 426 feet at Pioneer Park. That pitch misses inside, 1-0. Landon Reeves hit at 426.5 feet. It is the second longest home run, passing Christian Smith of Pulaski, who hit one 414.2 feet. That one's high, 2-0. Miles Smith They checked that one. At first it said 405 feet. They changed it. It was 412 feet to dead center the other night, according to Appy League data. Now stands as the fifth longest home run in the Appy League. That one's going to clip Payne as Roberts lost control of that one. That may have been an unintentional walk of sorts. This is kind of moving around the strike zone. That hits the batter, and Payne reaches safely for the second straight at bat. Roberto Pena steps in. His last time up, he flew out to right to end the inning after Payne's home run. One runner on. Here's the pitch. Gets the corner of the strike zone, 0-1. I wonder if this sidearm is kind of throwing off to Jonathan City. They haven't really swung at a whole lot. I have the Doughboys here. Here's the 0-1 pitch coming to Pena. They're going to check on Pena at first as Roberts is back in time. Talk about the uniform report. Roberts is the only player on the Flyboys that wears the high navy socks. Johnson City, it looks like Kevin Mahoney, the manager, is the only Johnson City Doughboy that wears the high black socks. So, well, that guy's wearing the high socks in the Appy League this season. 0-1 misses, and it's 1-1. Only some stirrups once. Alex McCoy of Elizabethton, or the Stirrups, playing first base last week for the River Riders against the Flyboys. So, wonder if we see more of that in the East Division as these cross-divisional matchups come up. 1-1. That one's outside. Throw the first is not in time as O'Reilly thought he got the tag on Payne. It was a close play. Again, that's the second straight night the Flyboys have had a close pickoff attempt. Not called their way. And one last night, the league got overturned on the field. Played by Bo Ankeny. That was overturned and ruled safe, and that allowed another run to score for Princeton to push their lead to 6-4 at the time. 2-1. That one, Roberts has a chance to get out of the inning unscathed for his third strikeout of the inning. 2-2. Way outside, Browns grabs that one before it can go to the backstop, and it's now a full count. Roberts has hit one batter and looking to avoid issuing his first walk. Two outs, bottom of the seventh inning. 10-5 lead for Johnson City in this one. They've scored seven unanswered. They've scored in three straight innings. Here's the payoff pitch from Roberts. Runner's going to go. That one's jammed up and out of play. And we'll get out of the ballpark. Everyone's going to reset. Wind picking up here in Johnson City. It's again kind of a cool night, cool breeze. Also, the fan's still on, but again, you'll take it after a full week of days where the heat index reached 100 multiple times. 105 yesterday at one point during batting practice. This payoff pitch is outside, and that's a two-out walk, and there are runners now at first and second after Roberts has walked the batter and plunked the batter. That brings up Caleb Marmo. Marmo single and then came around to score his last time up as Roberts going to have a discussion with Brown. Looking around the rest of the Appy League, Burlington and Danville now tied at four runs apiece in the top of the eighth. The Otterbots come back in that one. I feel like Burlington has had to hold off some great comebacks the past few nights. Burlington still, though, 13-1 on the season. Elizabethan's doubled up Kingsport, 6-3. They're up 4-0 at one point in that game in the top of the sixth. As a pair of games were postponed tonight because of rain, Pulaski and Bluefield and Princeton and Bristol. The Appy League. 10-5 score here at Johnson City as that one's outside 1-0. Marmo 2-for-3 with two runs scored and an RBI. So it's been efficient. The Walter State product. Again, school located just outside of Morristown, Tennessee. Made a run in the NJCCA Super Regional, and that one almost hits Marm Owens, 2-0. As take me out to the ball game is playing here in the bottom of the seventh. A little bit late on that one, but it's 2-0, two outs. The crowd is stuck around for this one here in Johnson City, 2-0. That one is dropped by Brown. That's going to be another ball, 3-0 count. Everybody's moving up 90 feet. There are two runners in scoring position off the fast ball. It's now 3-0. Roberts in danger of allowing his third base runner in a row on without giving up a single hit. He struck out the first two batters you saw, and this has kind of been Roberts' problem, just getting out of innings and keeping control. 3-0. That one finds the strike zone and just found the strike zone. It's 3-1. 3-1 with two outs here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Doughboys looking to extend their 10-5 lead after scoring seven unanswered. There's a 3-1. Finds the strike zone again, and that's now count run full. As that one finds the bottom of the strike zone, Roberts a strikeout away from getting out of this jam. First, second, third, two outs. Payoff pitch coming from Roberts. This team down 10-5, needing to hold the Doughboys off the board for the first time since the third inning. Here's the payoff pitch. And that one's way outside. That's back-to-back walks issued by Roberts. And the bases are full of us. And that's going to do it for Roberts. And Maria Mueller's coming out to check Roberts, and he's holding his shoulder, so that might be the issue. Might be injured, so you hope Roberts is okay because he's instantly grabbed his shoulder when Jermaine Curtis came out to give him the hook, and that's going to do it. And hope Roberts is okay. He's still responsible for all these runners on, so you can't close the book on him, but he goes two-thirds of an inning. Walks two, struck out two, and hit a batter. We'll have a pitching change here. We'll tell you about the new Flyboy Hurler. We'll return on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
All busy this time of year. There's back to school, football season, and this little thing around here called harvest. You don't have time to be sick or in the hospital. Did you know that the COVID Delta variant is more contagious than the common cold? And that doctors are seeing more young and healthy unvaccinated people in the hospital? Get informed about vaccines and make the decision that's right for you and the ones you love. Find out more at GetVaccineAnswers.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
So that's Shane Tucker coming in for the Flyboys after Sam Roberts exits with what we think is an injury. He was holding his arm after that last walk issue. So can't close the book, though, as he's still responsible for all the runners as the bases are loaded for Johnson City here in the bottom of the seventh. With two outs, 10-5 lead for the Doble. We'll give you the lineup or the line on Tucker. Tucker has been solid for the Flyboys. The Alexandria, Virginia native is 1-0 this season. Giving up hits. Walked two and struck out six. As the LIU Shark comes in. Been a fishing out of the pen for sure. And he'll probably look to go at least the inning and a third. And Tucker stretched up and loose to go. But unfortunately, Isaiah Frost is up the bat to start off this one. And that's unfortunate for the Flyboys, but not for the Doughboys. He's been phenomenal. So far tonight, 2 for 3 with an RBI and 2 runs scored, batting .306. Now Frost swings the first pitch he sees, fouls it off. Tuck can get out of this. He got out of a pair of bases loaded jams against Bristol. Pardon me, against Johnson City earlier this year. So he's familiar with this exact situation. I believe Roberts was also the pitcher the last time he came in. The 0-1 is in there for a strike, and 0-2, and Tucker has a chance to get out of this inning and keep Johnson City off the scoreboard. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That one's low, blocked by Brown. That saves a run. That would have been a pass ball. That would have scored. Kingsport's rallied back. They've tied over Elizabethton at 6 runs apiece. So that's an interesting game going on between the top two teams in the West Division. There's the 1-2 pitch coming from Tucker to Frost. Bases loaded here in bottom of the 7th inning. 1-2. Low and blocked again by Brown, saving a run. Deuces wild now. Game in Kingsport, and Elizabethton's in top of the 6th as the River Riders continue to, or King's Axemen continue to bat. Burlington's now taking a 5-4 lead on Danville in top of the 8th. Burlington's had to hold off some challengers here, but the sock puppet's still on top at 13-1. 2-2, that one's low, and the count runs full, and Tucker in danger of walking in a run. The run would be on the shoulders of Roberts. That one gets in there. Strike 3. Tucker gets out of the bases with a jam and keeps the Doughboys off the board, keeping it a 5-run deficit. We head to the top of the 8th inning. Fly Boys need some runs. They have 6 outs to score 5 runs to extend the ball game. Find out what they can do. We return on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid
knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation, together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
I believe at Johnson City. And that's a new pitcher for the Doughboys, and it is number 32, Brogan Beckner out of Liberty University. So take out Giuliano as he had a phenomenal outing. We'll get you a Becker's stat line here. With a 5-run lead. And you can kind of do whatever you want if you're the Doughboys right now, but early offense by the Flyboys. Haven't scored, though, since the top of the 4th inning. Haven't held scores for 3 straight innings. And Beckner this year is an 0-1 record. 2 1/3 innings pitch. He's going to have 2 hits, 2 runs, 3 walks, and 5 strikeouts. Gave up those 2 hits and 2 runs, though, back against Elizabethan as Elizabethan walked off Johnson City back on June 6th. And Beckner was handed the loss in that one. But since then, he has gone against Greenville. Went 1 inning, struck out 1, didn't allow a hit or a run. So that's all you can ask for out of your reliever if you're the Dope Boys with a 5-run lead. After being held off the scoreboard for the first time since the bottom of the third inning. First batter Beckner will face will be David Bishop, who in his debut as a fly boy is 1-for-3 with a run scored. So it's been solid today, the TCU product. So that one gets the corner of the strike zone. Just found it. It's 0-1. Good pitch from Beckner. Find the strike zone. Bishop out of Marietta, Georgia. He looks at an 0-1 and swings at that one 0-2 quickly on him. Play at Fellowship Christian Academy. As that Marietta, Kennesaw, Metro Atlanta area has produced a number of stud athletes. Matt Olson, probably the most recent one that plays for the Braves, formerly of the Oakland Athletics. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. That's 3 pitches, 3 strikes. Beckner gets a strikeout coming out of the pen. On to Bishop, and there's one away in top of the 8th inning for Shamar Dalton. And Dalton is a home run away from the cycle. 3-for-3 today with a triple, a double, and a single. Just needs to hit one over the 20-foot fence. Looks at that ball 1-0 to complete the cycle or an inside-the-park home run. So Dalton certainly has the speed to do that. So a tall task ahead of Dalton here. With his team down 10-5. One swing of the bat can hopefully cut to a 4-run lead and complete his cycle, the 1-0. That one gets in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. Taylor Aguilar hit for the cycle last year. He'll hit in the new Appy League since it became a collegiate league last year. And that came against the Kingsport Axemen toward the end of the season. The 1-1, that one breaks outside 2-1. As Dalton just needs to, again, I say just needs a home run. That 20-foot fence is going to be a problem. Ethan Payne cleared it with a 422-foot homer earlier in this one, 2-1. Dalton fouls that one off. It's 2-2. Dalton, the product of North Carolina A&T. He was, of course, moved from the Big South to the Colonial Athletic Association this year after leaving the MEAC. He's kind of moving around on the Aggies in sports. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Dalton. In the dirt, he lays off 3-2, so they'll probably be patient. The wind is blowing out towards center. As unlike Pioneer Park, there is actually wind here in Johnson City. Payoff pitch coming to Dalton with one out here in the top of the eighth. Now 10-5. Here's the payoff pitch. Dalton holds off. They're going to appeal, and I'll say hold off, and so that's a walk. So not the cycle. But Dalton has reached base safely for the fourth time today and draws a one-out walk. There's a Dub Gleed, and Gleed drew a walk, got to second base, but could not score after. It was the first pitch that hits him and then hits the catcher right in the hand. I believe, as he's going to shake it off. So Gleed reaches safely for the second straight time, and suddenly the Fly Boys have something going. Entering last week's contest, the Doughboys, the starting pitching, had the best ERA of any starting pitching staff in the Appy League at 2.34. They had the worst ERA of 23.9. They have lowered that considerably. And that one's high to Canyon Brown. We'll know. That's why they have been 4-2 in their last 6 contests. Set 4-10 on the season. Here's a 1-0. So we ain't going to miss. Brown chases that one. It's 1-1. So back-to-back batters have reached from Becker off a hit-by-pitch and a walk. And Looks like the catcher, Melendez, is okay. He's staying in the contest. So. Catcher's taking a beating in the Appy League so far, especially fly boys tonight. Cannon Brown had the ball, just hit him right underneath the chest protector. The 1-1 away outside, grabbed by Melendez, and it's 2-1. It's a cool summer night now, and now Melendez is going to go talk to this pitcher, and pitching coach Ryan Mossman is going to come out. Burlington up 5-4 on Danville in the bottom of the eighth. Kingsport and Elizabethan tie at 6 still in the top of the sixth. That's been a crazy back-and-forth affair. At one point, Elizabethan was up 4-0 in that game. And they're all square over at the River Riders as... We had pitching change coming up, but no, we did not yet. Only three games we've been playing in the Appy League due to the rain in the area. Of course, had some rain here, but because the infield is all turf, no cleanup or tarp needed, and outfield drained pretty well. Bullpens were the only thing that had to be cleaned up. Great job by this ground screw as the sun came out and helped dry most of it up, though. Brown step in with a 2-1 count. The bullpen is active for the Doughboys as Becker's looking to get out of this one. Beckner has thrown 13 pitches, 6 strikes. Has one strike. Bishop to start the inning, but a walk and a hit batter have allowed runners at first and second with just one out for Canyon Brown. Here's 2-1. Way outside, because off Melendez's glove, everybody's going to walk up 90 feet, and now it's a 3-1 count, and Beckner in danger of walking the bases loaded, which could be just what the Flyboys needed, because with bases loaded on deck, though, is Kean Saylor, who does have a single tonight, but Will Taylor has not recorded a hit, however. He's 0 for 4. He is the only Flyboy not to reach as a big swing and a miss. Count runs full. He's the only Flyboy not to reach tonight in some capacity. It'd be by hit or by drawing a walk, which is an odd stat to say the least. The payoff pitch coming to Brown. That one finds the corner of the strike zone. Brown was starting to walk to first, and he's going to walk back and pick up the bat as he thought that was ball four, and it just found the bottom of the strike zone. That one's in there for strike three. So the Flyboys in danger of once again getting runs to second and third and being unable to score them. Tonight, with runners in scoring position, the Flyboys are 3-for-11. Pitch to Saylor, almost clips him and misses him, and it's 1-0. Actually, there's a pinch hitter now. It's Avery Collins coming in. It's Avery Collins pinch hitting now for Saylor, and he looks at 2-0. Collins, of course, had the 90-for-90 feature. Earlier today, the Greenville native has had a solid season for the Flyboys. 2-0, that one finds the corner. 2-1. Collins this year is batting 296 on the season with a pair of doubles and 8 RBI. Also has a home run that just snuck to the left of the foul pole at Pioneer Park the other night. 2-1 to Collins. In there for a strike, and now it's 2-2 to Beckner, and strike away from getting out of the jam. Runs to second, third, two outs. Avery Collins at the bat in a pinch hit situation. Two-two pitch. Comes plate word. Does Collins hold up? They're going to say no. Misses outside, and the count runs full. That one may have just missed, and Collins did not swing, and it's a payoff pitch coming now with two outs to Avery Collins. 3-2 pitch coming from Beckner now. Two outs. Top of the eighth inning. There's a second and third. Payoff pitch. Collins reached for that one. He's going to sky in foul territory, running over and making the catch is the right fielder. Hugo, and the Fly Boys just can't catch a break. They have now fallen to 3-12 of runners in scoring position, and the Doughboys will have three more outs to try to extend their lead, add some insurance runs. So the Fly Boys can hold the Doughboys scoreless for the second straight inning. Let's find out together on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over. NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
So defensive changes for the Fly Boys. Avery Collins is going to stay and play first base, and Jack O'Reilly is going to move over to right field after Collins fouled out. Runs at second and third and two away, and the Fly Boys just can't score. Once again, after scoring five runs in the first four innings, they've gone cold scoring-wise, and now the Doughboys scored seven unanswered, and Melinda is up with the lead off the bottom of the eighth inning, and the Fly Boys have, the Doughboys have a chance to extend their lead. That pitch finds strike zone, and it's 0-1. Tucker out there for the final inning of work. See when the third inning got a base loaded jam with a strikeout fouled off the netting, and it's 0-2. Tucker has been very clutch this year for the Fly Boys, getting out of bases loaded jams. Tucker gets set quickly. The 0-2 pitch. Allen's fouled off toward the Johnson City dugout, and everybody gets out of the way. It's 0-2. You saw Roberts have to leave with an apparent injury, the last inning. So hopefully he's okay. Here's the 0-2. Allen's fouled off, and Collins going to run over, but run out of real estate. Goes toward the beer garden, 0-2. That was a fantastic play made by Hugo to end the last frame. He almost ran out of territory at the bench. The 0-2 from Tucker. That one's fouled off of the mask of Nobu Goto, and he does not sell it at all. He looks fine, and that's one of those you worry about. If you saw Mike Trout the other night, he broke his bat off against the Dodgers, and the ball went flying into the face of the umpire. He was okay, but had to be escorted to the hospital, get some stitches. Glad Nobu Goto's okay on that one. Here's the 0-2. That one's high, 1-2. Goto's kind of bouncing around the minor leagues. Has had a good career as an umpire. Here's the 1-2 in the dirt, 2-2. We'll say Nobu Goto was one of the funniest things. He threw out a pitcher for a team I worked for. In the next game, that pitcher ran him water, and he busted out laughing. So he's got a good sense of humor. After he threw out that pitcher was ejected for the contest and ran him water almost every inning, and Goto had a good laugh about it, and they shared a laugh in that game as that pitcher could not play that day. 2-2 almost clips Melendez, and it's full count now from Tucker. 3-2 pitch, nobody out. The bottom of the eighth inning. Doughboys looking to extend their 10-5 lead. Here's the pitch in the dirt, and that's a leadoff walk thrown by Melendez to start the eighth inning. First walk of the night issued by Tucker. Walk numbers have been down for Greenville tonight. They walked a combined 18 batters in their two-game series against Princeton, including 11 in game one. They've walked six batters tonight as that one's fouled off by Johnson. Pardon me, he just missed it. Nope, he fouled that one off. Looked down, looked up, and saw him swinging. Did not hear if all that was the mitt cracking by Brown's glove. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That one's outside, 1-1. Tucker has thrown 17 pitches. Went to T.C. Williams High School, which is the high school from the movie Remember the Titans. 1-1, that one's hit skyward. Dalton's going to run underneath it. Actually, Gleed's going to first. Now Dalton's going to come up, has to make an adjustment the last minute, makes the catch. As Gleed had to get out of the way, and there's one away. I do have a bone to pick with. It's Princess Night, and they've played Disney music. And since Remember the Titans is a Disney movie, I have a bone to pick with the producers of that movie. Remember the Titans, if you know, they had to win a close game at the end of the season to win a close game for the state championship. In real life, though, the closest game for Remember the Titans, including that state championship, was 27-6. T.C. Williams High School. That one is low for ball, 1-0. T.C. Williams absolutely dominated that season. Actually, he pushed forward for more schools to integrate in Virginia because they were so successful. That one's high, 2-0 to Michael Moss. So, there's some history there. I know you got to build the drama, build it up a bit. Again, that team at T.C. Williams was absolutely dominating. It includes, of course, Sunshine. He played Ronnie Bass, as that one misses 3-0. He played quarterback at the University of South Carolina. Drew some comparisons to Trevor Lawrence, maybe at Clemson. Just for the looks, Ronnie Bass did not have the same career as Trevor Lawrence in college football. 3-0 comes in to Moss, 3-1. But was a sports reporter in ABC down near Charleston, I believe. Maybe Columbia as well. For many years. 3-1. That one's hit by Moss to left field. Hanging in the air. Dalton's going to run underneath it, grab it, and there's two away. That brings up Ashton King. King is 1-4, 2 runs scored. Has struck out twice. Ben Reach goes hit by a pitch, so runs. As that one's laced toward left field and will just go foul. As that would have brought home the 11th run of the contest for the Doughboys. Bottom of the ninth, some drama up in Danville. Burlington and the Otterbots are tied at 5, but Danville has a runner at third with nobody out. So Sackfly can win the ball game for Danville. Kingsport, meanwhile, is taking a 7-6 lead on Elizabethan. They're still just in the bottom of the sixth inning of that one. 10-5 lead for the Doughboys, swinging a miss, and Tucker a strike away from ending this inning. Two outs, runner at first after a walk by Tucker. Looking for a second strikeout of the contest. Here's the 0-2. Fouled off just to the bat on this King and stays alive. He's now batting 429 on the season. And Grant, he came in to this contest with just 10 at-bats. So building up that stat line as that pitch from Tucker just misses high, and Tucker fouled out with strike three, but everybody will reset, and it's now 1-2. I don't really just missed a little bit. Could have been strike three for Tucker. He gets reset, 1-2. That one's hit over to third, picked up by third baseman, and the throw is wide, and it's a dugout. That's there by Bishop. Runner's going to round third. Actually, he's going to hold up on the E5. That's the first error of the night. It's by Bishop, and the inning continues for the Doughboys. Bishop just threw that one wide of Collins. Collins coming in to replace Jack O'Reilly. That's an error on Bishop. And just been that kind of night, just kind of some plays going the way of Johnson City. They've been four almost diving catches. Two by Brock Daniels off of his glove. Actually, a pair of errors. on that one. So that one is strike down the middle, 0-1 to Hugo. Hugo is not going to get the cycle as he is a pair of hits short of the cycle. But if he get one to the outfield, he can bring home another RBI. That one, he does hit to the outfield. It's going to hang in the air, but moving over and calling him one off is Collins. At the last minute, calls off Daniels to end the frame. So, no boys don't score for the second straight inning. The Fly Boys have three outs to score five runs to extend the game. Let's see together if the Fly Boys can make this interesting in Johnson City when we return. This is the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
The way I describe it for people is my dad shot himself live. It was a week before my 30th birthday, and I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. With safe gun storage, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
10-5 lead for the Doughboys as a new pitcher comes in for Johnson City, and it's Michael Esposito from Port Washington, New York, playing at the University of South Carolina. He came in to close the contest the last time these two teams played, or two times these two teams played. So we'll get Esposito's line. Esposito, the season has gone 5 innings of work. Five innings of work. 3.60 ERA. Okay, five hits, two runs, two earned runs, one walk, and 10 strikeouts in 5 innings of work for Esposito, as he has been phenomenal this season for the Doughboys. Looking to close out this one, which would be a 10-5 win. It would be the third straight loss for the Fly Boys. The good news is the Fly Boys have not lost more than 3 games in a row this season. So the Fly Boys have never had a 4-game losing streak. We'll tell you steps up. So we have a Palmetto State clash. Start off this one. South Carolina represented by Esposito and Clemson represented by Will Taylor to start the top of the ninth inning. Now the number strike 0-1. Taylor 0-4 tonight. The only Fly Boy not to reach safely this evening. This is a strange stat for him, as that one almost clips him 1-1. Taylor came in with the best batting average on the team to start off the night, batting a whopping .358 and a .460 on base percentage. 1-1, that one just misses low from Esposito, 2-1. That batting average is lowered to .347. That's a paltry .347, and another Taylor, the way he handles himself, would be disappointed in that, but we can get off the schneid here. 2-1, that was in the dirt, 3-1, and looking to reach for the first time tonight, it's Taylor. 3-1, nobody out, 10-5 lead as the wind's picked up here in Johnson City. It's a pretty cool night here after it's been so hot this past week. 3-2, swing and a miss. Good pitch from Esposito, and now the count runs full. Taylor steps in, look to avoid going 0-5 on the night. Payoff pitch. That's high, and that's a leadoff walk. Every single fly boy has reached safely tonight, but fly boys haven't been able to score any runs since the fifth inning, as the fly boys have batted 3-for-12, and runners in scoring position have left 7 runners on base, and Brock Daniels will step up. Daniels got a single back in the, since then has a pair of strikeouts and a flyout. And one misses high from Esposito, 1-0. Esposito didn't walk a single batter last time he faced the fly boys. He got out of there relatively quickly. Here's the 1-0 from Esposito. That one's hit. A slow roller up the mound. It's going to be a tough play, and Daniels is out at first just by a hair. So that was a slow roller up the mound that rolled toward the second baseman, Pena. Only play he had was at first. Productive for Daniels as Taylor now stands at second, and there's one away for Jack O'Reilly. O'Reilly 1-for-3 tonight. Had that RBI double back in the first. Came around to score. Has drawn a walk since then, but again, has not had a hit. So that one misses high, and it's 1-0. Count. Coming to O'Reilly. That's fouled off to the netting, and it's 1-1. Taylor took a big lead. That's second. He's stolen third twice this season, so not outside the realm of possibility that Taylor would try here too here, but when you need runs, only have 2 outs to do so and score 5, you probably want to play it a little safe. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Nice pitch by Esposito, and now it's 1-2. Ryle will step in. I'm gonna start some offense here for Fly Boys, down 10-5 in the top of the ninth inning. The 1-2. That one's hit off the end of the bat. I'm kind of jammed up, O'Reilly, and he fouls it off. Two teams will meet again tomorrow for the second of a 3-game series. That will be played at 7 o'clock. Then Sunday's game will be played at 5:30. That's a 7-inning contest. All games here broadcasting the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network. The 1-2. That one's fouled off into the netting. Having you with us all season, all 58 games were broadcasted by the Fly Boys, the Broadcasting Network. Is next 6 will be on the radio exclusively. So it'll be 6 straight road games for the Fly Boys. 0-2. Fouled off again. O'Reilly, a long at bat. That is. I'm getting ready to face the 7th pitch of this at bat. Is O'Reilly and pushing Esposito. Close out this one. Here's the 1-2. That one's jammed up O'Reilly. It's going to be hit to shallow right field, caught by the second baseman, Pena, and Fly Boys down to their final out here. So they need to score 5 runs. Final route. Actually, we have a pinch hitter. That is Ian Daugherty stepping in for Aiden Canaday. So Daugherty will come in, the Oklahoma State product. Let's get something going for the Fly Boys. That looks like first pitch strike, 0-1. Daugherty so far this season has had just 11 at-bats. He's batting 182. 2 hits. Unfortunately, struck out 5 times. That one misses, and it's now 1-1. He's played primarily catcher this season. Part of that rotation of catchers between him, Canyon Brown, and Avery Collins, and now Cameron Laliberte. 1-1. That one's fouled off, and that one went off the side of some metal here holding up the net, and that made a nice dinging noise. And the Fly Boys down to their final strike here. 1-2, 2 outs. Taylor's at second. Fly Boys down 10-5. There's the 1-2 pitch. And Daugherty gets a piece of that one, and it's fouled off, and everybody will reset. Doughboys looking to move to 5-10, and well, Flyboys will also move to 5-10 with the loss, but that's their third straight loss if the Doughboys complete this one here, the 1-2. Outside, and Daugherty holds off. This is wild. Flyboys didn't reach their 10th loss until after July 4th last year, went 14-9-1 for July 4th break. Again, they remember, they didn't get hot until the end of the year. Went 19-5 down the stretch, so still plenty of time in this long season. 2-2. Skied high, and out of play. Daugherty stays alive. Here's the 2-2 pitch coming. With two outs. In the top of the ninth inning, here's 2-2 pitch. Daugherty hits that one on the line towards center, going back to center fielder. It's caught by the center fielder, Marmo, and that ends the game. As the Flyboys took a 5-3 lead, but seven unanswered runs by the Doughboys, including a two-run homer by Ethan Payne, closed this one out. And the Flyboys drop their third straight. And the Doughboys take game one of the series, 10-5, here in Johnson City. Final score of the night, 10-5 win for Johnson City. Shamar Dalton does get a hit away, a home run away from the cycle, and reach base safely four times, but unfortunately couldn't get any help from his teammates as the Flyboys went cold for the final five innings of the game. Final score, Johnson City 10, Greenville 5. We'll be back here tomorrow for game two of this series at TVA Credit Union Ballpark. A nine-inning game beginning at 7 o'clock. Pre-game show starts at 6:45 p.m. Thank you for joining us tonight, and we hope you enjoy the broadcast of the game. And if you can't come out to tomorrow's game up in Johnson City, don't forget you can always find us at flyboysbaseball.com. Pre-game show starts at 6:45 p.m. I'm Richard Martin. Thank you for so much for joining us, and we will see you tomorrow. Final score, Johnson City 10, Greenville 5. Have a good night, everybody.